It's Emma Spitz. It's such a pleasure. Well done for doing this. Mama Four herself, of course, MasterChef Finest from last year, created these wonderful free recipe guides. Do take a look at them online. They're absolutely great stuff. Really, really good for you to do this. Thank you. Coming up, I'm handing over to Mr. John Holmes. He's here to tell us what's happening after 1 o'clock.
That's correct. Things will
thank
be
you
happening.
For, thank you for confirming that. I'm a bit
you're
worried.
You're very welcome. Things are happening after 1 o'clock. Today is Thursday, of course, so Paul Rossmaster, everyone's favourite quiz. My everyone, I mean nobody.
Have you ever got Paul in on it?
Not yet, no, but it's only a matter of time. I don't think he'd like it.
It would be really funny if he got less than some points in a quiz about himself.
Fewer. So, yesterday...
you did that online the other day, didn't you?
I did that a lot, yeah. Yesterday, Tony Blackburn...
That's the radio legend.
Tweeted
yes.
that he was listening
I've
to my...
I've retweeted it.
Have you?
Yes.
I'm Tony bloody Blackburn.
I know.
Listening to the show. I'm very excited
He was
by that.
Trapped under something heavy and couldn't move.
That's exactly right.
But hey-ho.
Yeah. And it was sort of torture.
Yeah, well, there is that. But he did listen. Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, everyone should listen. John Holmes here between 1 and 4. I'm back between 10 and 1 tomorrow. Do tune in. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. UK.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's 3 small steps for you, 1 giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Continues this week, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I'm going to say something radical in this advert for WeBuyAnyCar.com. If you sell your car privately, you might get a better price than if you sell with us. Yep, I said it. But ask yourself this. How much do you value your evenings and weekends? Is it really worth giving up so much of your time for a little extra money? No? Then join the thousands of motorists who sell with us quickly and easily every week. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Commander, we believe your wife is a German spy.
Insane. She's the mother of my child.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard.
You have 72 hours to prove her innocence.
Your most intimate ally.
You were a different woman last night.
Could be your most dangerous enemy.
If your wife is a spy, you must execute her.
Is this a game?
A test.
Everything in the test.
Allied.
You're scaring me. Come back to bed.
In cinemas Friday, rated 15.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, it's 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, football abuse, tip of the iceberg, more tube strikes, and JK Rowling helps a Syrian girl.
Talk Radio.
The Professional Footballers Association says they expect the number of players reporting sexual abuse by coaches to dramatically rise.
I think it could be in the hundreds. Whether these individuals come forward publicly, I'm not sure. But I think, with the numbers that we've received so far, it's growing. daily.
That's Michael Bennett, who's head of welfare at the union. A dedicated hotline has been set up to encourage victims to come forward after four ex-players waived their anonymity to speak about being attacked as children. The Prime Minister insists the government is investing in health and social care, despite the Chancellor not mentioning it in his autumn statement. Theresa May says she recognises the concerns and challenges ahead. A Labour MP is calling for a debate on whether Britain First should be listed as a terrorist organisation and banned. Louise Hague has asked the Home Secretary to consider allowing the Commons to vote on whether it should be made a criminal offence to join the far-right group after the murder of her colleague Jo Cox by a neo-Nazi shouting the term. Labour politician Stephen Kinnock has been speaking to Talk Radio.
The referendum did unleash certain demons, and when the lid has come off that box, it's quite difficult to put it back on again. And there were, you know, there were days and days and weeks of this campaign going on, and it was a very fractious campaign.
Hundreds of London Underground drivers are to go on strike next month on the same day workers at Southern Rail take industrial action. Members of the RMT union will walk out for 24 hours from 9:30pm on December the 6th over claims including bullying and harassment. Workers at Southern Railway will strike on the 6th and 7th in the rail over changes to the role of conductors. And J.K. Rowling has sent Harry Potter books to a 7-year-old fan in Syria after her mother asked the author how to get hold of the novels. Vanna Alabed's mum says she's reading to forget the war.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly fine and dry with the best of any sunshine in the north, staying windy across the south of England with highs of 11 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good. Great news. Right, news today's mineral news, isn't it? Bonus news today? I'm just getting
it's
a...
It's mineral news, but I really don't want to do that. I want to do animal. Can I do animal, please?
You should explain to the lady and the gentleman what's going on. Victoria's news, for those uninitiated, is shorter than it used to be. That creak was her chair, not...
Yes.
just to be clear. Shorter than it used to be, so she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. It's like a news Toblerone. It's changed, it's smaller, but it costs the same money. So, Victoria, to make the time up, has to do bonus news, animal, vegetable and mineral, consecutive days.
Yeah.
She is objecting to today's, which is mineral.
Yeah, it's always the dullest. And I've already done it once this week.
How was your date last night, speaking
of which?
It
wasn't a date.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Con. Hi. Now, Con's got a hangover.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks a mess. What did you do
Julia
to him?
Julia Hartley-Burrs just told me that.
Did she?
Yeah, she went, you look really tired.
Tired?
Well, you do look tired. But
your eyes are all looking in different directions. Oh, no, wait.
They're looking straightwards.
Yeah. actually, if you think he looks bad now, you should have seen him last night.
Oh, hello.
He was a right mess.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he unable to perform?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay.
He went to a comedy gig. He was not due on stage.
I imagine when he does it, it more or less that's how people say.
It wasn't a date.
Okay. More about the date. Last
night's
date. It wasn't
a date.
Date four.
It wasn't a date.
Victoria.
It wasn't a date.
And for a journalist, you've got to stop calling it a date. You tell a lot of lies, don't you?
I'm the voice of truth in this room.
True. Right, here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Former Liverpool and England captain Steven Gerrard has retired from professional football. The midfielder spent his entire English club career at Anfield, where he won the Champions League, UEFA Cup and two FA Cups. He left the US side LA Galaxy earlier this month. Leicester midfielder Danny Drinkwater has been given a three-match ban after accepting an FA violent conduct charge. The England midfielder appeared to elbow Watford's Valon Barami during Leicester's defeat last weekend. Former Cardiff boss Paul Trollope has been appointed assistant manager at Brighton. He'll work once again under Chris Hughton, a partnership they previously had at Birmingham and Norwich. Manchester United could end the night top of Group A if they win their Europa League tie against Feyenoord at Old Trafford. They're currently third after four matches. Southampton are second in Group K, and victory at Sparta Prague this evening, combined with Hapoel Beersheba failing to beat Inter Milan, will guarantee qualification. And Britain's former Formula One world champion Jenson Button has said he will retire after this week's season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. That's the latest sports news
powered by TalkSport. Doesn't mean anything. There's a text coming for you,
already?
Victoria. Yeah, do you want to pop around and see it?
Okay.
It's a tweet on the screen. Have a look. Have a look at this. Have a look at this. What does that say?
No exception, mineral news.
There you go.
All right, French tickler, whatever you want.
There you go. The listener has spoken.
Yeah.
It has listener. To be Mineral News, the one listener. Right, OK, let's see if we can pick some more up. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to do this now.
Talk Radio. Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both? Half price for 12 months.
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky. Believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. It is
the oddest demographic in the world.
Spotted. Victoria and Cornelius are at the back of a UCL lecture on his mum.
Oh, you want to see him.
At the Dagenham and District River Wideners Social Club, Cornelius.
Offering to seduce me with some cereal.
A loosener. Dipping hummus. Time for some of your reactions that have been. The moaning anti-hair lobby.
Spot it.
Robert Mugabe, President Assad of Syria, and Dean Gaffney from EastEnders. Punching a man in the throat with some...
glitter.
Glitter. Wow. Come home with me and see my comedy showcase.
I'm not sure my mum's allowed to have people around.
This is so twisted.
Because I'm getting chickenish.
Why is Cornelius so keen on Victoria? Does she dress, look and kiss like his mum?
Yeah.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
hello, good afternoon to you, and welcome to your Thursday attempt at a show, a programme, a showgram. It is, of course, the 24th November, and it is, as such, the US holiday of Thanksgiving, of course, when we all thank Americans everywhere for voting Donald Trump in. Traditionally, the orange leader of the free world takes... this is what happens on Thanksgiving. He takes a knife to his fat self, carves a bit off for each and every citizen of the United States to sit down and eat with their families today. It's a Thanksgiving dinner, of course. Celebrations continue as Donald Trump, much like Father Christmas on Christmas Eve, makes his way around every house in the United States of America to grope female members of that household. Apparently he strokes their cats or something, that's what I was thinking. It's a national holiday in America, of course, and actually goes back hundreds of years, Thanksgiving, to when migrants arrived on the shores of America in boats and colonised New England. And the Americans celebrate it without once noticing the irony of Trump's promise to kick 3 million migrants back out. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hello. I'm John Holmes, then. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 as it goes, and I imagine you are positively fizzing in the area with excitement at what's coming up on today's celebratory Radio Turkey. Well, headline hijack's coming up, Victoria, that's for sure, isn't it? In the news at 2 o'clock, there will be a made-up news story. It will be a lie, and we invite you to fib, fabricate and fake that lie in our direction. It will, and I'm going to say this with certainty, come out of this mouth.
I hate you.
Okay. That's Victoria's mouth there. But it won't contain hate at 2 o'clock, no. It'll contain love. Love for the news. And one of those stories that comes out of Victoria will be made up and a lie. An utter lie to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. We'd like you to make it up. You know how it works. That is Headline Hijack 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Lonely Lunch Club will then open its doors to another potential member of the John Holmes Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. Become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. All you have to be doing is lunching alone. That is it. That's all we require. And then be willing to come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone and what you're having for lunch. And then you can talk about anything. Idle chit-chat. Chit and chat about this and that. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Victoria's gone frisky today, hasn't she? She's gone,
I'm not frisky.
You've literally just frisked in front of me.
That's not frisky.
What was that then?
I didn't do anything.
You two certainly, you absolutely tried to put me off and you know it. She literally frisked.
Frisky?
I saw you do a frisk.
That's not frisky.
Isn't it?
I'd have to touch you to frisk.
Don't do that. HR would become very involved at that point.
We have HR.
No. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, that's right. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. And you could be on the receiving end of a wonderful gift prize if you get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And what's more, it doesn't come with a receipt, so you can't send it back. Work experience punditry today sees a brand new work experience having a go on it. It's geeky gadget. Who is it today?
Slim.
What does that mean?
It's her name.
She's called Slim, or are you just describing her?
Or him.
We don't know, do we?
I can't remember.
Okay. Slim. Slim?
Hasn't
Slim. Hasn't come in yet. It could be a fat boy Slim. We don't know. Is it fat boy Slim?
I think... No.
M&M.
Oh, all right. What?
M&M. Slim Shady.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, someone called Slim will be reviewing a week's worth of geeky gadgety stuff. There's the day's big stories analysed this afternoon through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is, of course, the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think in a feature we call What the People Think. Today we've been out asking them if what they think is bacteria or shamrocks. What do you think, though? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word bacteria or shamrock.
Matt will be here with a diversity paper review. Matt's diversity is that he is Jewish. Big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We'll talk to our foreign correspondent today, I think, about a foreign story in the original Foreign that's reporting live from somewhere foreign. A man from TalkSport with no knowledge of or... I wouldn't say he's got even fewer interest in showbiz, but he's here to talk us through it. That's Reese from TalkSport. Yeah. And the return of nobody's favourite Paul Ross-based quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Today, it's the comedian and radio presenter from BBC Radio Wales, Tom Price. That's it.
And Magic.
And he's on Magic
he's
FM.
He's on after he's Mel Gittroich.
Great. Anyway, he's going to have a go at it today on the phone. Ginger Dave not producing. He was at an awards ceremony last night, and I, there were students there, that's all I'm going to say. Ask Broadcast is, surprisingly, actually, after the meeting she had earlier, through the glass.
Yep.
Cheery as ever. Chloe's on the button. Recently engaged Chloe.
Yeah, woo!
Mrs. Chloe.
Mrs. Chloe, you call her now, that's right.
Mrs. Me.
Yeah, is on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Woo,
yeah,
hi.
She's excited, isn't she?
Yeah, too excited.
It won't last, Chloe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to alarm you, but the divorce statistics are amazing at the moment.
Quite expensive. Right at the end.
Frisky Victoria's got the news.
I still hate you.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good morning, afternoon.
He's just about managing. He's a jam. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to the radio. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, Tony Blackburn, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Let's introduce the big story with some music.
Something to call my home.
is the place I can call my comeback. Is the place I can call my comeback.
That, of course, is the sound of All Saints.
Never been here before. I'm intrigued, I'm unsure. I'm searching for more.
It's called Pure Shores.
Something that's all mine.
And I'm playing it on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Something that's all mine.
Pure Shores.
So
why would I be playing that, though, on let's face it, it's a Talk Radio station. Why would I be playing a song? Well, I'll tell you why. It's to get into today's big story. It's production colour. But what is today's big story? I mean, there's a lot going on, Cornelius, of course, all in the papers today, isn't there?
The autumnal statement.
That's right. All of the, we discussed that at length yesterday, of course. So,
are we doing it again today?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. What's the big story, though? You see, on the front of all the papers, it's Brexit fallout today. The autumn statement, as you rightly say, unpleasant news about the murders. And the footballer unpleasantness as well, to do with, you know, that coach. So... What could this possibly be linking to that's the biggest story today?
Pure Shores.
Yeah.
By All Saints.
Yes.
Saints, religion, all of them.
No.
Shores, pure. Shores that are pure.
Sort of. I'm going to tell you, Prince Harry's released some turtles into the sea.
Many places I have.
That's it. That's
a on a shore, presumably.
That's exactly right, yeah, you see. That's why I'm playing it. Because, let's face it, right? The autumn statement, boring. Brexit chat, boring.
Boring.
Prince Harry releases some turtles. Boom, we're in.
Yeah.
So, we're going to need a guest to talk about today's big story. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Can you tell Cornelius to go outside and be a correspondent?
You're in there. Can't you tell him?
You tell him.
Con?
Yeah.
Could you do me a favour?
No.
You will do me a favour.
Okay.
You will go outside and
to Tesco.
If you want. You can go all the way down there, but you need to be on a beach. Go to the beach.
Because we're going to be talking about we need a turtle correspondence. You. Go on.
Turtles.
Go.
You could have played
just
the turtles.
Just get out.
Big song.
Go out. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We'll talk live to Talk Radio's turtle correspondent live from a beach next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both, half price for 12 months?
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky, believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
Make sure you get everyone something this Christmas. Perfume for her, socks for him, a bird feeder for Grandad. But there's also someone else, someone you really shouldn't forget about. Go on, treat yourself to a £1 Game Store scratch card from the National Lottery and say, Happy Christmas to me. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer.
dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's three small steps for you, one giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Continues this week, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, around North Yorkshire on the A1 southbound, we've got queuing traffic and one lane closed off due to a multi-vehicle accident. That's going southbound on the A1 between junction 44 and junction 43. It's affecting traffic from Wetherby towards the M1. You'll find in Staffordshire, the M6 southbound, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle between junction 11 and 10. And Bristol, the M4 westbound, one lane closed off due to a broken down lorry at junction 19. I'm Poonam Verma.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your lecky blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and I am on it. By which I mean the radio rather than any kind of recreational drug. So let's talk about the news then. Boring, isn't it? On the front pages today, it's all Brexit, this, an autumn statement, that. And a right-wing nutter's prison sentence and something unspeakable to do with footballers. But it's all a bit grim, isn't it? But the good news, I suppose, is that Nigel Farage has had a party. And Prince Harry has released some turtles into the sea. Which is, of course, notable because it breaks with the centuries-old tradition of royal protocol, which involves the royal family shooting wildlife in the face rather than be nice to it. So let's cheer ourselves up in the face of all the grim news, as our turtles correspondent is on the line. Talk Radio's turtle correspondent, often busy. He's live on a beach. Put the beach sound effects on it. Put them on now. Put them on. Okay, I was expecting just sort of a quiet, like, Caribbean beach with no people on it, but it's fine. Cornelius is our turtle correspondent. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John.
You're live from a beach now, I understand.
Yes, here I am at an unspecified beach.
Yeah, it's quite busy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely beach here. It's gravel beach. It's nice.
Good. Now, what news? The news, of course, that we're covering in the big story today is the huge story that's not on the front of any of the papers, is that Prince Harry has apparently released some turtles into the sea. That apparently is news. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, well, I saw the actual event happen, John.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Sorry.
What's happening at the beach?
Well, there's some school children shouting at me.
Take the effects off a minute. Let's see if we can do it.
Wait, I'll go back nearer and
see if they do anything. Ask them if they know about Prince Harry.
I'll pretend I'm on it. Like, yeah. Anyway,
ask them if they know about Prince Harry. And the turtle. Yeah, go on.
I happened to witness the event, John. I must say, having read the reports back in England that have gone out, very good spin has been put on it.
Yeah.
Harry did help release some turtles into the ocean, but no mention on the reports of the fact that you used a golf club to do it, John.
Yeah, really?
Yes, he was at the side of the beach.
Yeah.
Just sort of...
At the side of the beach, was he?
Just sort of whacking them into the ocean. With one, he did pick them up and went to skim it across the ocean.
Yeah.
And, and a couple more he just kicked, really. Kicked them in, booted them in.
Yeah, that one, that's, as we said earlier, some, put the effects back in now. Put the effects back in. There we go. As we said, though, this is centuries of royal protocol where wildlife are damaged by the royal family. So Prince Harry really just following in the footsteps, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. It's sort of a change in protocol, the fact he isn't using a gun, but more sort of rudimentary tools such as a
How old are the
catapult?
Stop talking now. How old are the turtles exactly?
Well, they formed in 1963, I believe. No, their single, Eleanor,
teenage.
Was very successful. Sorry?
They're teenage. Yeah. And,
they were teenage.
Are they trained in any martial art of any kind?
Yes, I believe...
Really?
Yeah, exposed
to any kind of radiation at any point?
Well, they were near a ginger man, so yes.
Fair point. Is there any truth to the rumour that before he golf-clubbed the turtles into the sea, that he dressed them up in Nazi uniforms? Is that true?
That's definitely true, John.
Did you see that happen when you were down there?
No, but it's definitely true. Right. Definitely.
Apparently they weren't turtles at all, but they're tortoises, and they've all drowned.
Yes, there was actually...
Admin error.
An admin error, yeah. That's correct. It was unfortunately tortoises that he golf-clubbed into the ocean.
And, also,
they're dead.
It's interesting, I think.
Dead Nazi tortoises.
Their second album wasn't very good. I understand that the reason Prince Harry is so interested in turtles, genuinely in the news today, is that the royal family give... Are you walking down that beach, by the way?
All right.
So I can hear,
is there a problem?
No. Just checking what the effects are doing. I understand that the royal family give birth in much the same way as turtles. Harry himself, of course, was birthed out of... Prince Charles, there's no question of that. That might be someone else. It's certainly
cloaca.
Someone else. He came out of Prince Charles's cloaca. And the royal family, of course, when they give birth, famously, they dig a hole in the sand, don't they? And they crawl in and birth out their creatures, the royal family. So it's interesting that he's into turtles, because that is, you know, how he was born too.
Yes, and also tortoises do wear crowns as well.
What?
They wear crowns, little crowns.
What do you mean?
Just like royals do?
Yeah, stop working this now, hasn't it? Right, so, can you take the effects off? Just come back, Cornelius.
Into the building?
Yeah, just come back now.
It's really cold out here. Yeah. Don't know why we do this. Stupid. Right. Then he just walked past.
The boss. Oh, good.
Right.
Where are you now?
Joe, you right? Is there any post for John?
Oh, I've got a parcel. Can you bring it up, please?
Oh, Victoria says she's got a parcel.
Is there a parcel for Victoria? Who's took it? Laurie took it.
Oh.
I'm just walking up the stairs.
You never see that again. He steals the post. Hurry up.
I think that's
up.
His job here. He's mailman.
Come on, hurry up.
All right, Laurie, you all right?
Ask him where the parcel is.
Yeah, I'm good.
Where's the parcel?
Do you have Victoria's parcel?
It's on the desk over there.
It's on the desk. It's on his desk.
On his desk?
Shall I pick that up? That's fine. Right, I'm just coming back into the... I'm through the glass.
It's all really right. Panting.
Mind you of your date?
No. It wasn't a date, anyway.
Hey.
You alright, Colm?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
how are
good,
you?
How are you?
I'm talking into two into different
two
mics.
Different mics.
It's like the two mics. Yeah. Anyway, you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
It's feared there could be hundreds of footballers who are victims of child sex abuse. A dedicated hotline run by the NSPCC has been set up to encourage victims of coaches to come forward. It's after former player Andy Woodward spoke openly about being attacked by Barry Bennell, who's a convicted paedophile. Michael Bennett is head of player welfare at the Professional Footballers Association.
To the amount of people that come forward in a short space of time makes me feel that this is the tip of the iceberg. People have suffered alone in silence for years, and I think the catalyst being Andy coming forward is giving everyone the confidence to come forward themselves, and I think we'll find a number of players, former members, will start to come forward.
Independent economists claim British workers are facing the possibility of more than a decade without real growth in their earnings. The Institute for Fiscal Studies, which has been analysing yesterday's autumn statement, describes it as a dreadful prospect. Hundreds of drivers are to strike for 24 hours next month on two London Underground lines. The disputes will affect the Piccadilly and Hammersmith and City lines on the 6th and 7th of December. A quarter of UK staff at Lidl are going to be paid the voluntary living wage. They'll get £8.45 an hour or £9.75 in London. Kings of Leon will be the third headliners at next year's British Summertime Festival. The Grammy award-winning group will play in Hyde Park in London on July the 6th, along with US rock group The Pixies. Green Day and Phil Collins had previously been announced as other headliners due to perform at the festival. And after much speculation, former Liverpool and England captain Steven Gerrard has confirmed he's retiring from football. The 36-year-old is leaving LA Galaxy and recently turned down the manager's job
right,
at
then.
MK Dons. No, I'm not alright.
No. Do you want me to do it for you?
I've just done it.
I mean, not. You'd want to do it again?
No.
Okay.
I corrected myself.
All right.
Is that not sufficient?
Yes.
The weather mainly fine and dry with the best of any sunshine in the north, staying windy across the south of England. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much. There's more in an hour as well. And
yeah.
Today, well, so it's mineral news, supposedly.
Yeah.
Because you have to do bonus news at half two because the news is shorter and you have to make them time up with the money. And you said you didn't want to do mineral news. Another text has come in. This is from Paul.
Okay.
He started his message with the word talk, which is the protocol. And then he's put, I've taken leave from work today solely to listen to Victoria's mineral news.
I think he might be lying.
No.
Why would you do that?
That's what he's done, because I told you, you have a fan base.
Really?
Yes.
It's mainly Paul and Cornelius.
Mm.
Mm.
We have membership badges.
Where is it?
I can't show you.
What's on the badge?
I can't show you.
Anyway,
this is weird.
Yeah. Paul is after your mineral news as well.
Okay.
In an hour's time, Paul.
It's nice.
Not much longer to wait.
It's nice to know it's in demand.
Yep. So, in the next half an hour, there will be headline hijack, a made-up news story to put into the news at 2 o'clock. We'd like you to make it up. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Write your message with any word you'd like.
And there will be a lonely luncher inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, like what I just said. And this headline hijacker foot. Now, as I say, you've got... What's the time? It's 20 minutes past
36.
Right, so you've got just under 25 minutes, just over 25 minutes to get your made-up news stories to us, please, for headline hijacker.
Just under.
That's what I meant. I mean, I didn't say it, but that is what I meant.
Okay.
Fine. Before that, your reactions have been coming in to the big story, of course.
Lots coming. We're really in sync today. Lots coming in, John. John, why didn't Prince Harry feed the turtles pizza? That's what they eat. That's coming from man. And woman has says, John, it's very difficult to find out whether these turtles were actually Teenage Mutant Ninja type of thing, as they... the path to the sea was very easy. What they needed is to test them using some sort of Teenage Mutant Ninja hurdles. That's coming from Gareth.
Thanks, Gareth. If you're not Gareth and want to send a reaction, then the number remains the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Not you, Gareth. Not you. OK, here we are then. Headline hijack, very much on the way. 2 o'clock, we'll see the news come out of Victoria. One of the stories, she says, won't be true. It'll be a lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake, and we'd like you to be responsible for it, please. Get in touch. Some of the headline hijacks have been coming in, and they sound like this. It's been announced, says Paul, that Lord Alan Sugar will be the host of the Royal Variety Show this year. It will be themed, the whole show will be themed, to an episode of The Apprentice, with the grand finale of the Royal Variety Show being set in a boardroom in which one member of a cast of a West End musical will be fired. That's come in from Paul. What have you got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Sean, who says, Donald Trump has said that next Thanksgiving he will break with tradition and refuse to pardon a turkey. The controversial statement has led to marches on the streets in the US, led by a protest movement calling itself hashtag Free the Turkey One.
And the Danish government have announced plans to introduce a one-month sex ban to quell the overpopulation of Danish land. Mm. Experts have criticised the decision, saying that outlawing sex will make it seem naughtier and therefore more enticing, simply driving it underground. That's coming from Sven. So then, over to you. You have approximately 20 minutes to feed us your made-up news lies for today's headline hijack. Somebody has to win, and it could well be you. And we'll also meet a lonely luncher next. And if you're lunching alone and like to come on the radio to tell us why, and then be on the receiving end of a gift prize, not a very good one, but a gift prize nonetheless, there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Cass will call you back. You won't understand a word of it. She's northern and speaks weirdly, but she will call you back nonetheless. All of that on the way, as well as today, of course, the Thursday edition of Paul Rossmaster, nobody's favourite quiz about Paul Ross on the radio. And a man from TalkSport later will review showbiz, even though he has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. All coming on today between 1 and 4 on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
So, what do we know about WeBuyAnyCar.com? They buy any car, yep. They have a snappy jingle, bum bum bada bum bum bum. And don't the adverts have a very charismatic presenter? No? Oh, but did you know how good WeBuyAnyCar.com is on price? Well, 7 out of 10 customers surveyed said the price they got for their car was fair. Can't say fairer than that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Well, around North Yorkshire on the A1 southbound, we've got queuing traffic and one lane closed off due to a multi-vehicle accident. That's going southbound on the A1 between junction 44 and junction 43. It's affecting traffic from Wetherby towards the M1. You'll find in Staffordshire, the M6 southbound, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle between junction 11 and 10. And Bristol, the M4 westbound, one lane closed off due to a broken down lorry at junction 19. I'm Poonam Verma.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, knowing that they're getting another one of their 5 a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup, it has to be Heinz.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Yes, you're listening to Talk Radio, and as we've been talking about, there's a lot of news, of course, on the front pages today. A lot of stuff about Brexit, a lot of speculation over how dull Philip Hammond's autumn statement was and what it will mean for families. They're desperately clawing at trying to get a story out of it, most of the papers, even though it was very, very boring indeed. Which is why Prince Harry and his turtles has sparked the nation's interest. However, what I'm getting at here is that the news is quite complex.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No one can. Not even your turtle's head, Cornelius. We explain the news on this programme through the prism of Japanese poetry. It's obvious, really, when you think about it. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Justin Bieber pun. Chiz fan, I guess it's too late now to say sorry.
I should explain that one to you, John. That's one of Justin Bieber's songs.
I don't know what a Justin Bieber is.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are, then. On our regular trip into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's Lonely Lunch Club. This is your place. It's for you. If you are lunching alone. You are simply invited to join us. Tell us why you're lunching alone. Tell us what you're having for lunch. We are here for you to help you through that lonely lunch and make you fewer lonely. Idle chit-chat that's slightly awkward, a speciality. As though we were a colleague that you don't know very well at work. And what's more, each inductee into the Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon's weekday Tupperware Holiday Spare will get an exciting gift prize. On the receiving end of it today is Brendan. He's on the telephone. Hello, Brendan.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, considering I'm, well, alone in the house.
Yeah.
Just with lunch.
Yeah. Oh, well, Brendan, where is your house? Where do you live, Brendan?
I live in Winchester.
Winchester? How nice. Mm. I like Winchester.
It's lovely, yeah.
It's a very lovely Winchester.
Big old cathedral.
It's a very nice cathedral, yes. The cathedral grounds and so forth of Winchester. Quite like Winchester because it's sort of... It's got that sort of city, almost city status because of the cathedral and so on, but it's town-sized, isn't it, Brendan?
Yeah, it's very, very small.
Mm, and very oldie world. Very, a bit like Canterbury, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Great. So, how long have you lived there, Brendan? Are you from there, or what's your background, Brendan?
I studied at uni there and thought, this is nice and parochial, I'll stick around.
Yeah, quite right, too. How long ago did you finish?
Oh, 2013.
Oh, right. So you're way out there in the world of work, Brendan. What do you do?
I run pub quizzes, so that's why I'm home alone. Mm. It's a night job. Who wants a pub quiz in the middle of the day?
Nobody, Brendan. Nobody. What's your favourite question?
It's got to be the picture round. You can't cheat with those. You know, who's this celebrity? But 50 years ago.
Yeah. That's strong.
They cover up the eyes, they look at the hair. It's tricky.
That is a strong round, actually. Yeah. Do you put that on the table as everyone sits down? Is that the round that everyone gets to sort of work on throughout the quiz?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's one of the hardest.
Yeah, that's right.
It's nice to be eased into the quiz.
I know the protocol of the quiz, you see. So, Brendan, I mean, I don't necessarily know that there is a degree in running pub quizzes. I mean, what led you down the routes of pub quiz organising?
Well, you know, you do any degree in humanities, or indeed this state, any degree, you're pretty unemployable or going to be struggle to find something interesting. So just fell into it.
Yeah.
I did a quiz and was like, yeah, I can talk.
Yeah.
I can hold the mic the right way up. Pretty sure I can pronounce all these places.
Pretty strong qualifications there, Brendan, actually. How do you tackle cheating, if someone is cheating? Because that is the scourge of the pub quiz, isn't it, these days? The mobile phone, the quick Google. How do you tackle it?
You know, talk to the bar staff and they'll, you know, maybe escort them out. Or I'll just give them a quiet, you know, stern word, a glare, the Paddington Bear stare.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you set the quiz yourself? I mean, that's quite a lot of work, isn't it? I mean, you say it's a night job, but actually the hard work, Brendan, I would suggest, happens in the day when you have to prepare for your pub quiz.
Well, yes, it's like any exam, you know, how do you grade hardness, difficulty? Like, how does this compare to the quiz I gave last week?
Mm.
Is this unfair? So, yeah, you just watch a lot of QI, University Challenge, see what sort of questions they're asking.
Yeah, do you steal their questions?
No.
How long does it take people to come up with team names? Because that's the thing as well, isn't it, now? People try to outdo each other with their team names.
Well, some just look to the news.
Yeah, a bit of topical team naming, that's good, yeah.
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 Puns, we British love the puns, so usually it's like quiz, a pun on quiz.
Yeah, natural born quizzes, so like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quizzier than John, you know, always one of those in every pub.
Of course. All right, well, look, we've sort of established really why you're lunching alone, as you rightly say. I mean, do you live alone? I mean, it sounds like you probably do.
No. I'm a lodger, so I live in a big old house of 12 people, but they've all got, you know, day jobs.
Yeah.
I'm out when they're in and vice versa.
Oh, I see, so I don't really see them. So this is why you're lunching alone. What are you having for lunch, Brendan? That's always a good area.
Yep, sure. Sandwich, cheese, ham and pickle, crisps, raisins. You know, sort of thing I would have had in my packed lunch, you know, years ago.
Yeah. Brendan?
Yeah.
You know we're here for you, right?
Pardon?
Mm? You know we're here for you?
Yes.
Good. Right, so this is how it works. You're lunching alone. You're on the radio because we're here to make you fewer lonely than you are. We've talked about job. We've done lunch. But now we've come to the part where we can talk about anything you like topically, right? So this is as though we were a work colleague. We can take on that role and you can chat with us about anything you'd like to talk about. That's kind of the next stage of how this conversation has to go, just to bring you up to speed. So any old topic, and we'll try and wax lyrical together. Obviously, now we've formed a kind of working relationship. What would you like to, what would you like to talk about?
Well, probably Thanksgiving being the last major holiday before we just dive straight into Christmas. That's, you know, once that pillar has fallen, boom, snow and songs and every shop.
Yeah. All right, good, strong. All right, so it's Thanksgiving in America. Of course, what do you make of the irony that the Thanksgiving, of course, celebrates the migrants who arrived in the on the shores of America, of course, in New England, and it's sort of to celebrate their arrival, and then Donald Trump wants to kick 3 million of them back out. What do you make of that?
It's beautiful. The thing is, Americans don't get irony, so we can point that out.
Yeah.
John Oliver can point that out, and they're like...
Well, John Oliver didn't point that out. I pointed it out then.
Yeah, no, it's very funny. It's small consolation for Donald Trump being in charge, but... take what you can to make you laugh in these dark days.
Yeah.
Literally dark days. It is winter.
It is winter, actually. You're absolutely... It's quite grey and dull outside, isn't it? You're absolutely correct. All right, good. We've done politics. Anything else? Any other subjects?
The Harry Potter spin-off film. They're going to make 5. They're good. Banking on that being good, aren't they?
Good. Well done. Good, good. Film chat. Right, okay. Have you seen it?
No, I'm not interested.
No. We can't talk about that now because I haven't seen it.
These film series of like trilogies and quadrilogies. I don't have time and money to commit to that effort.
Also, quadrilogy isn't even a word, is it? That always annoys me. That, you know, when you buy, so it used to be the DVD box set of the Alien quadrilogy. That's not a word. Trilogy is a word. Quadrilogy is not a word.
Yeah.
Done films.
There were people in the office trying to get tickets to this Harry Potter play that's very difficult to get tickets for today.
Sorry, Con, are you trying to join in with our chat?
Yeah. Because it's really hard to get tickets. It's like a Glastonbury for virgins.
So did they get tickets?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, I think this has gone very well. Brendan, it's... I don't know whether you're aware, but you can now be on the receiving end of a gift prize for being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The prize music will start in a moment, and then there'll be a list of prizes which you can choose one of, and we will send it with our... What?
Is that okay?
Right. We'll send it to you down to Winchester, but before you choose, and it's going to be a difficult choice because they're all excellent... here comes some prize music. And here come a list of gifts. Listen carefully.
A Talk Radio mug.
The very mug I've been tentatively drinking water from today to nurse my hangover.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Special edition today as I fell asleep on it on the way in, so it probably has a hair on it or something like that.
A Talk Sport mug.
In for Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk Sport today is Rosie and Jim.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A book written by the short man sat opposite me.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Ray Stubbs is currently talking on TalkSport 2 about the politics of synchronised swimming.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former TalkSport employee themed calendar would go ideal with a Stan Collymore tea cosy.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Current Talk Radio employee themed colander would go ideal with a James Well mouse mat.
Thank you very much. Which of those would you like to choose to enjoy in Winchester, Brendan?
The Metro of haikus.
Metro
to read.
Yeah, that's right.
With one of haikus. My hairs.
And one of Cornelius's. And I'm going to be honest with you, quite wiry pube style hairs that he has on his head. I'll be brutally honest with you, Brendan. It's not like normal head hair. Anyway, it's on its way to Winchester. Brendan, pleasure to talk to you. That's Brendan. He is inducted now into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It could be you. And the scintillating chat there, I think the nation is clamouring. for it. But get in touch. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. I like Brendan. He's quite laid back, wasn't he? I quite like that. Right, still to come. In the next half an hour, work experience punditry. As we review geeky, gadgety stuff with a work experience. But there's the small matter of headline hijacker, as usual. A made-up news story in the news next, there simply to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. The data indicates that people go for lunch. I know this is crazy, but between 1 and 2 o'clock, people apparently go for lunch. And so they're not necessarily listening to this bit, so they don't hear us tell you that we're going to be putting a lie in the news. They get back, they hear the news, there's a lie in it, but they believe it, because it's the news. We just simply need now the name and location of the person who's won today's headline hijack. Cornelius has the name.
Name, Chris Fawkes.
He also has the place.
Location, the Scottish Highlands.
Chris Fawkes is in the Scottish Highlands. He has his news story in the news, entirely made up, next on Talk Radio. And don't forget today's edition of Paul Rossmaster coming as well, in which Tom Price, the DJ off of Magic FM, has his knowledge of Paul Ross.
We got him.
Oh, yeah, they wanted him. We got him. He has his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested. All coming on today's programme. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fears football victims could be in the hundreds. Serial killer's alleged drug dealer appears in court. And JK Rowling helps a Syrian girl.
Talk Radio.
The Professional Footballers Association is calling for a full inquiry into the sexual abuse of young players. It's feared there could be hundreds of victims after four former professionals revealed they were targeted as children. Lisa McCrindle is from the NSPCC charity, which has set up a special helpline for victims.
Football locker rooms are very masculine environments, and especially at the time that these individuals experience their abuse. And that's something that sort of does continue to some extent today, and what we need to do is make sure that culture of, you know, boys don't cry, boys don't talk about things is really tackled.
Economists examining the autumn statement say real wages will still be below their 2008 level in 2021.
I can't stress enough how extraordinary and dreadful that is, to have more than a decade with no real wage growth.
It's certainly something you haven't seen in the last 70 years and quite possibly in the last 100.
That's Paul Johnson from the Institute for Fiscal Studies, who expects the UK to face more austerity over the next 10 years as the government tries to balance the books after we leave the EU. He also claims measures announced by the Chancellor yesterday won't do much to raise living standards. A man has appeared before magistrates charged with dealing drugs to East London serial killer Stephen Port. 23-year-old Gerald Martovu from South London is accused of supplying banned substances at the same time the 41-year-old drugged and murdered his victims. Port will be sentenced tomorrow for killing four young gay men. Hundreds of London Underground drivers will strike for 24 hours next month. Two separate disputes will affect the Piccadilly and Hammersmith and City lines from 9:30pm on the 6th of December. That coincides with a two-day strike on Southern Rail in a long-running row over changes to the role of conductors. And a young Harry Potter fan in Syria is now able to read the books about the boy wizard after her mother tweeted J.K. Rowling. The writer sent an e-book to 7-year-old Bana after her mum asked how she could get hold of the novels in war-torn Aleppo. When the girl tweeted her thanks, the author wrote back saying, "Thinking of you, keep safe."
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly fine and dry with the best of any sunshine in the north, staying windy across the south of England with highs of 11 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
So there's more in half an hour. I know you don't say that there. I know you say that to the half past.
That's right. Yeah. Well done. You're learning.
Yes. But there is more in half an hour. And as we know, bonus news. People still clamouring for mineral news today.
Really?
Yes. So it goes animal, vegetable, mineral. Today is mineral. You don't like doing mineral. But
no.
the listener, and there are two now, one of them's taking the day off to hear it.
I don't believe that still.
Well, that's what he says.
Yeah. Why would you do that? I mean, it doesn't even take up much time.
Thomas is now waded in on the debate. And when you said, I want to do animal
news. I wanted to do animal news.
Well, he sent a picture. He said, is this the animal Victoria wants to do?
I don't want to do an animal.
No. But look at the picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, so people wanting mineral news. So mineral news in half an hour. It's bonus news. It's Victoria's bonus news. It's mineral news. It's coming next. And now here's Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Former Liverpool and England captain Steven Gerrard has retired from professional football. He left US side LA Galaxy earlier this month. Gerrard says he feels he still has a lot to offer the game and he's considering a number of options. Leicester midfielder Danny Drinkwater has been given a three-match ban after accepting an FA charge of violent conduct. The England midfielder appeared to elbow Watford's Valon Barami last weekend. League One side Charlton have appointed former NK Dons boss Carl Robinson as their new manager. He's agreed a 2.5-year deal. Tonight, Southampton could qualify for the Europa League knockout phase there at Sparta Prague. Also this evening, Manchester United host Feyenoord. Welsh rugby union captain Sam Warburton will miss his country's autumn international against South Africa on Saturday after picking up an injury in training. Meanwhile, England have named lock George Cruz in the side for their clash against Argentina. He replaces the suspended Joe Launchbury. And former Formula One world champion Jenson Button is to retire after this week's Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The McLaren driver won the title in 2009. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, an initiative in schools to get more young people involved in politics has been criticised as teachers have been encouraging pupils to lie to their parents. When teaching spin, teachers told the children to bend the truth to their parents in order to achieve personal goals without them getting angry.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That's Victoria there with the news, and Pat Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
$3 is spent annually on barbed wire. Here's Janie Lee Grace.
Horn was named after its inventor, a man named Horn.
The man was named Horn. So is that where we get porn from?
Well, I guess. I mean, it's a factoid, so it must be true.
It's reckoned sleeping dates back to 1266.
Jamie Lee Grace.
Dwarfs can grow up to 40 feet high, and the very first dwarf nursery opened in 1730.
You like a bit of tromboning, don't you?
I like a person that trombones. I really do, yes.
I do too, I love
especially
it.
Especially when they pull that face.
Yes. Yeah. You'd like to do the whole show whilst tromboning, wouldn't
love
you?
It. Wouldn't that be great? And I love it when kids do it, and I like it when
when people are really concentrating hard.
Yeah.
And so the tongue goes out and they have this kind of bizarre expression, but they're just concentrating.
Yeah, you'd be good at it, you would. You've got a head start, Steve.
Dolphin's skull. Factoids.
Right, hello, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It is Thursday afternoon, and it's the 24th of November. And, of course, that is Thanksgiving in the United States of the America. Donald Trump, of course, celebrating it in the traditional way by carving bits of his own orange fat off and taking it around all of the houses in America to give everyone a slice of him. It's like Father Christmas. He visits all the houses on Thanksgiving, Donald Trump, and he goes around to all the houses in America and gropes the women. And Thanksgiving, of course, all there to celebrate the first migrants to the shores of America when they arrived in New England and set up a colony centuries ago. Celebrated by Donald Trump as he kicks 3 million of them out again. Happy Thanksgiving. But what else of Thanksgiving do we know? Thanksgiving facts is what we're looking at this afternoon. Thanksgiving facts. And you can get involved in that. So, as you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, we are a... Well, I'm going to say it follows the Reithian values of entertainment, education, and whatever the other one was. Except without the entertainment part. But education, certainly, we can teach you. If you've got a Thanksgiving fact, share it with the group. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Thanksgiving fact.
Here's one that Cornelius has.
Yes, did you know, John, and I think this is quite simple, but Thanksgiving is always celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November.
Yeah.
The reason for this is that the 4th of November is always a Thursday.
Thanks very much. Every Thanksgiving, a typical American family will sit around the table and discuss what they are thankful for. Examples include corn dogs not having been shot yet and Danny DeVito. Thanksgiving facts, then. You know where to send them. Send them hither and thither. And join in this nation's education. Speaking of which... Work experience punditry. Now, regular listeners will know that we shovel in work experiences, work experience I, to give them the plural. Into the chair in front of me, whereby the work experiences are encouraged to review things as we help them gain a foothold into a career in broadcasting. More importantly, though, they are work experience and thus we don't have to pay them. Here's a new one. It's
Hello.
Slim. Hi, Slim.
Hi, Mr. John. How are you?
I'm very good. See, I like her already.
Mr. John.
I like her already because like she's addressing me
you
as Mr.
You've got to come through with respect. Or,
see?
Do you know what I mean?
See? She knows what she's doing.
How are you, Cornelius?
I'm very well.
Not Mr. Cornelius.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
I can't because you're different. You're different.
He is that.
You're different.
He is different.
So
yeah. What she means is not as important.
Exactly. No, I didn't say that.
It's fine.
Obviously,
it's fine.
Yeah. Work experience and that. Got to be respectful.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm a bit... This is a bit like an exam where I've crammed everything in overnight, just kind of trying to remember everything,
right.
And then
it's not you're not gonna be tested. It's
no,
not,
I know,
it's not, you know,
I
there, are,
give
there
the,
are no written questions.
I want to give the listeners like some real juicy kind of information so that they don't need to check it online. I want them to know everything,
okay?
Well,
we're pleased to have you as a perfectionist. So, we're talking geeky, gadgety stuff,
right?
That's what we review on a Thursday. So, this is sort of tech,
right?
It's anoraki.
Okay.
For the most
just
part.
Just like me. If everyone could see me, I'm wearing an anorak, which I'm not, but just pretend.
Yeah, but we'll pretend that you are. That's fine. That's right. The beauty of radio.
Exactly.
So we can pretend
you're
wearing
it. We could all be
anything.
Naked. We're all naked right now. Almost.
Let's not imagine Cornelius naked.
Okay.
I think that's unpleasant
maybe
for everyone.
Maybe not corny.
Good.
I like your name, by the way.
Cheers.
Very cool. Oh,
you're called Slim.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
It's a radio, my radio name.
Is it?
Slim Jones. It's enigmatic.
It is. But, yeah. I like it. What's your actual name? Or don't you want to say?
I can't say that on air.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is it a swear word?
Yeah.
It is. My real name is Bloody Jones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, look, it's lovely to have you. So where are we starting then in the geeky gadgety world?
We're starting with a company called Diageo.
Okay.
They make drinks, alcoholic drinks, if you know about Guinness and Smirnoff.
I have heard of these things.
Right, I've never had them because I'm a good person.
Wow.
But, yeah, so they make these drinks and they've decided, because it's the Christmas season, to release a shocking virtual reality video that claims to stimulate the horrors of a drink driving crash.
Wow.
So instead of actually getting involved...
How Christmassy.
Exactly. But the thing is, they say about 3,000 people each year are either seriously injured or killed on the road.
That's absolutely right. More at Christmas, because obviously people go to office parties and so on and so forth. And
exactly.
So it's timely.
Precisely. So that's you can do that instead of actually getting involved in a crash. So hopefully this will prevent that.
Yes. So the idea is you go and watch and what is it, shot from inside a car or something? How does it work?
It's shot 360 from inside a car, yeah. And you can download it onto your phone via, I think, YouTube or something, kind of app. And you need the Oculus Rift or the Google Cardboard, which is about, I don't really know how much that is, but...
This is the VR virtual reality headset.
Yes, exactly.
Thing. Yes.
Exactly. And that's also recyclable, so that's a bit techie, almost. Environmentally techie,
yeah, we'll take that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you download it onto your smartphone and you slide your smartphone into your device,
yep.
And you can just move your head around and get to feel and see everything that goes on inside of a...
And you do this whilst driving your car.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the twist.
While having a drink.
Of water.
I mean, don't do this.
Don't do it, kids. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. I think it's I think that's a good thing because people need to be shocked into this gun. Because
exactly.
You see people going. Oh, one drink will be fine. Or two drinks will be fine.
Mm.
And then they do go and drive. And as I say, especially at this time of year. So I think that is actually I think that's probably a good thing.
I definitely do agree with you.
I don't have an Oculus Rift. I have to say.
You don't?
Or any... Do you?
I would have thought, being such an amazing radio personality,
she's
they would have sent
this.
One
she's
out
good.
To you.
She's good at this.
Well, do you know what I mean? Who do I need to call?
Yeah, call. Sort it out.
I need to call? The Google Cardboard is almost the same, and that is fits basically all smartphones.
Yes, I've seen it.
I think I've got one of these cardboard ones.
Have you used it yet?
They were given them away in a train station. They are literally made of cardboard.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I could bring it in if you want.
And you just put your phone in it?
Yeah, and sort of just look into it.
Well, that's just, can't I just look at my phone?
I mean...
No, it's not the same. It's not the same. You're very immersed because it's all, like, blacked out at the sides, blacked out at the top. Your eyes are right in front of the screen.
You could just get in a big cardboard box with your phone.
Yeah, I could just get in the bin.
shut. Yeah, get in the bin.
Yeah. Just get in the bin.
Get in the bin.
And look at my phone. And so I don't need the modern fancy stuff.
Mm.
I could just do that.
Doesn't sound... the same, but whatever makes you happy.
Anyway, I tried one of these virtual reality things actually last week. We were talking about this the other day, and I can't. And this wasn't cardboard. This was like expensive looking, and I climbed Everest. So I was able to climb Everest.
What did you get dizzy?
No, because I wasn't really climbing Everest.
No, because I've seen a video of someone, and they're on a roller coaster, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And they're standing up, and like as it twists and turns, the guy's like falling all over the place in real life.
Yeah, you do. You do believe you're there. It's
right.
Absolutely true. So as I was on the top of Everest, you're walking the bit where the actual proper summit,
right.
And it is thousands of feet down. You do think you're there. It's quite incredible.
But how long did it take?
Well, I did the Everest very quickly, but you can do it in real time. But I cheated by going, well, I just want to start at the Khumbu Icefall, and then I'll nip up to Hillary's Step.
No one knows what the Khumbu Icefall is.
Yeah, everyone,
I don't.
Everyone is anyone knows about that. It's
okay.
A thing that amazing radio presenters talk about.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's why I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So you'll know by the end of this, hence work experience. But it is immersive, so I can see why this kind of thing to show you the horrors of a crash would work. I think it's a good idea. Anyway, where are we going next? Teasers, because we're going to go to traffic and travel in a minute. But what other geeky, gadgety stuff are we going to be talking about?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a hint. It's going to be money saving and sunshine, and also how to get free cash if you want to be a bit cheeky and criminal about it.
Well,
both technological, so they both fit in.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a dodgy person as well.
Great, all right. Well, that's good. We've got a dodgy work experience.
Yes, it's fine. Just keep an eye on your bag.
Okay, fine.
Not that dodgy, not that dodgy. That's good. Like a bit of dodgy news.
If you want to steal anything, take Cass away.
Okay, has she got any money?
No, she works here.
She looks like she has something. I don't know.
She's quite frightening. Anyway, right, so work experience, punditry. Slim is with us. We don't know her real name. Because it's a swear word, apparently. So, but she's doing geeky, gadgety stuff, and we'll be talking more about it very shortly. Also, still to come on the programme, of course, today, Showbiz with Rhys. He is a man from TalkSport who has no knowledge of or interest in showbiz. He'll be reviewing it. Paul Rossmaster, the quiz about Paul Ross, will be played today by Magic FM's Tom Price. The big debate at 3 and a diversity paper review with Matt all on the way. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. ATOL protected. Normal conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
If you're thinking of selling your car, here's a list of things you'll probably want to avoid. Paying to advertise it, taking loads of calls from interested people who have no intention of buying your car, waiting in for strangers to turn up and look at your car, waiting in for strangers to not turn up and look at your car, listening to someone tell you how they saw a better one earlier on. Had enough? Sell your car without any hassle. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
Introducing the Sun's 3-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's 3 small steps for you, 1 giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Continues this week, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, problems continue on the M62 eastbound through West Yorkshire. One lane's closed off due to a multi-vehicle accident between junctions 27 and 28, with queues back to junction 25. Also heading towards London on the M4 in Berkshire, we've got slow traffic due to an accident which is now on the hard shoulder between junction 11 and junction 10. And North Yorkshire on the A1 southbound, one lane is closed off again due to another multi-vehicle accident. That's just between junctions 44 and junction 43.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, it's 20 past two now on a Thursday. And as you know, we are helping you out with Thanksgiving facts. It's the 24th of November. It's Thanksgiving in America, where they are celebrating the arrival of migrants to the shores of America centuries ago as they colonised New England. And they're celebrating by electing Donald Trump to be president. So he kicks them back out again. Here's some Thanksgiving facts. Cornelius has got one.
Tal has sent this in. Thanksgiving is spelled as one word. However, the word thanks and giving can also work on their own as separate words. This is the first recorded time of that ever happening.
Thank you very much indeed. This one has come in from Leanne. It isn't as well known, but Canada also celebrates Thanksgiving. The reason it isn't as well known is that Canadians are not as loud and annoying as Americans are. Slim.
Hello.
Is with us. Hi, Slim.
Hi.
She's doing work experience punditry today. We're talking about geeky, gadgety stuff, as we do on a Thursday. It is Slim making her debut. Already, we have discussed a 360-degree virtual reality car crash app thing that is there to scare you into not drink driving, and rightly so. Where are we going next, then? You teased us with money.
Yes, we're going to Russia.
Okay.
And a Russian cybersecurity firm has issued a warning about a spate of remotely coordinated attacks on cash points. So what these attacks are doing, essentially, is making cash points spit money out randomly.
Okay.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Well, you would think so, actually. I mean, I didn't want to say my own opinions, but I think I agree with John, actually.
Yeah, if you're walking past the cash point and it kicks out some money, I mean, that's a good thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, some people would be like, I'll bring it to the police station.
No.
Maybe you can do that as well, yeah. Listeners, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, if you like, but if you're immoral like we are, take it. Take the money that the Russians have gifted to you. That's what I say.
Imagine if you're somewhere in Europe, which we are still.
Just about.
In the continent of Europe. And the cash machine spits out €500 note. Mm. Just in one passing, you've made €500.
That's yes, good maths. Yes.
In England, you can only make 20 quid. Do you know what I mean? That's the maximum note, right? That it spits out a machine.
That's absolutely true. But does the Russian software hack kick out one note or like many? Do we know?
No idea.
All right.
No idea. But let me tell you the countries that it affects.
Okay.
It affects, apparently, Armenia, Estonia, Netherlands, Poland, Russia, Spain and the UK. So we might be lucky, John.
Right. This is... I mean, you know, people have a go at the Russians, don't they? They're all like, oh, look at Putin. Oh, he's bad, isn't he? Look at him annexing the Crimea. Oh, what an idiot.
He's giving us free money.
And he's now look at him.
Yeah, I think... This isn't as good as we're all thinking, because I imagine these people are just getting the money out of cash machines for themselves.
Right.
I don't think they're just randomly giving out money to strangers, because that is not a crime that is worth anything.
No, they might be very altruistic. Have you not seen Viva Vendetta?
I have, yeah.
Right, it might just be like some communist-y type person who's just like, you know what, I want the whole world to
Putin might be sharing the love. We've painted him as a bad guy in the West, haven't we? We sort of said, oh, Putin, look at him with his shirt off. Looking there on a horse, strangling a bear, or whatever
he's
it is.
He's keeping it real, is what he's doing.
And he's giving, he's like Robin Hood. Something back to us, Cornelius. I won't hear you naysaying the Russians anymore. Listen to the evidence. They're giving us money.
I don't think they're just randomly
beautiful
giving out money.
Beautiful Russia.
I think this is the story.
We're all struggling. Did you not hear Philip Hammond's autumn statement yesterday? You know, and he said, you know, it's going to be tough on families, isn't it? There's austerity.
The jamilies.
Right. Jamilies, the just about managing lies.
Mm.
And it's going to be tough for us all. But now, look, Russia have come to our aid. Russia, that we've bad-mouthed in the past. Beautiful Russia.
All right, you're going to have to get on your knees and apologise.
Yeah. Who, me?
No. Corny. Cornelius.
Corny.
Gonna have to
no one calls you corny. I like that. Corny.
No.
Earlier on, just while the travel was on there, that none of us were listening to, Slim said to Cornelius. Cornelius, then. Cornelius, that's your name. Are your parents Spanish? And we established that, no, they're not. They're just mad.
I think it's a very, like, rich... Like, you sound like you're related to the royal family.
He is rich. His family are very rich.
Right.
His mum and dad are loaded.
Public
They
school.
Own most of Beckenham.
Oh, they should own Chelsea. Beckenham's a bit of a
Let me not go there. I could have said something good or bad, you don't know.
Not my town of Beckenham, please.
His parents are friends with President Putin.
Ah.
They hang out with him.
Makes sense now.
The cash machines just give out cash in Beckenham. That's how rich everyone is.
Yeah, you should call the cash machines, they're your parents.
Stop it.
Every time your mum opens her mouth to kiss you, some money comes out. Cornelius's mum. Slim. I like to tell all the new people this. He went on a date, right, Cornelius.
Right.
And
I don't believe it, but okay.
Yeah. And but she walked him to the bus stop to go on the date, and then on the way to the bus stop, he admitted that he'd never kissed a girl. So his mum taught him how to French kiss at a bus stop.
Yowza! Isn't that somewhat illegal? I don't know.
Not in Beckenham.
I thought that's why Cornelius's eyes were a bit. I'm playing.
They are as well. They look in different directions. Don't you think he looks like?
Oh, do they? Sorry, I would notice. I was playing.
He looks like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. Look.
You can't say that.
His little face.
You can't say that. Cornelius, we love you.
So, what else have you got, Slim?
I have an island in the sun.
Tell us about it.
Can we get some tropical music underneath?
Not without planning.
Okay, great. So, we're almost an island in the sun in this Great Britain place here.
Yep.
And there is an actual real island in the sun called Tau Island. T-A. Is it called an apostrophe U?
Okay.
I went to uni, but I can't remember.
Tau, yeah.
Tau Island. And they're completely powered by solar power. So, Tesla and... Solar City have made this whole nation, island, country powered by solar power. So there's no bills, no electricity bills, no gas bills because they're hot.
Yeah. We couldn't do that here, though.
I think we could.
We don't have enough of it.
No, because you know them calculators at school, right?
Yes.
Even in this country, they still always work, which means I think that they're like someone's lying about solar power. I don't think you need huge, bright, bright, bright sun. I think it just needs to be a bit of daylight.
But there's a difference between running a calculator and an entire country for free.
Oh, come on. I think they're lying to us in England, Cornelius. Cornelius and John. Johnny. Sorry.
I'll take that. I think it's a good idea.
Right.
If you live in a place where it's... Where is this island?
It's in American Samoa, so I don't know.
Yeah, so that's...
Somewhere near America.
That's the Pacific. That's the South Pacific, isn't it?
Right.
So that is like Fiji.
Polynesia.
Yeah, French Polynesia. Right. That is sunny down there. That's fair enough.
Ship us the batteries or something?
Well, they could. You know, maybe there's a way, if you, like, because you can collect sunlight in a jar or something, can't you? You just scoop it through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And they could just sort of send us that.
A big old jar.
Yeah, like... big jar of sunshine. Yeah.
That's less doable than using our own.
Yeah. But there's no... Look out the window. Look out of that window, Slim.
That is sunlight. Like, if I had a calculator right now, it'd be working. It would, so... I think it's the same. Or we could do wind. Or, like, water. Water power.
That exists.
But why don't we use it?
We do, it's just not enough.
Higher than the cost of living. Like, why... It doesn't work.
Look at Cornelius doesn't know what we're talking about. They don't have bills where he comes from.
I guess. I don't know.
No idea. Anyway, look, thank you.
Thank you.
That's kind of it. That's it. Now we're over.
Did I pass?
I think you did, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is that an A star or...?
Well, let's talk about it afterwards. But, that's Slim. She's new. She did work experience punditry. That was gadgety stuff. She's the proud owner of a calculator.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I am.
And you don't get
on my phone, actually, because I don't use the...
Well, that you bet you charge that, don't you?
Yeah, but I've got a solar power... battery pack charger for this.
Have you?
Yeah, excellent. I do.
Mm. Very modern.
Mm. Very.
Sure.
Very.
Good. All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
you're very, very welcome.
Take care.
Yeah. Good. Right. So in the next half an hour, there is the diversity paper review. Victoria's bonus news, which today is mineral news. Also on the way, the big debate at 3 and showbiz with Reese, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with the news.
Talk Radio.
Crewe's director of football says he didn't know anything about the sexual abuse carried out by junior scout Barry Bennell until he was arrested in 1994. Dario Grady has released a statement after former player Andy Woodward spoke out about being abused as a child by Bennell. It's prompted a number of other footballers to come forward as victims. Danny Murphy, who is in the youth setup, has been speaking to our sister station TalkSport.
Dario was like a second father to me, a perfect gen, a brilliant coach and somebody I still look up to. I sincerely believe that if he'd have had any indication of any of that going on, he would have done something about it.
Economy experts say we're facing more than a decade without any real-term increase in our wages. The Institute of Fiscal Studies, which has been analysing yesterday's autumn statement, says the UK is in line for an additional dollop of austerity in the 2020s. And they've described the Chancellor's promise to balance the books as soon as possible as rather woolly. Two teenagers have been stabbed outside Manchester College. A 17-year-old boy was struck in the chest, while an 18-year-old was stabbed in the back this morning. No one has been arrested. A boxer has died after he was knocked unconscious by a single punch during his first ever fight. 22-year-old Kuba Mochik was injured in the final round of a match in Great Yarmouth on Saturday. And Domino's Pizza is going to create 14,000 more jobs in the UK than it previously thought. It's going to open an extra 400 stores. The weather mainly fine and dry, the best of any sunshine in the north. Staying windy across the south of England with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
You're angling for pizza.
Well, I always love pizza.
Your news agenda is just becoming things Victoria wants.
Well, if that was the case, it would be very different. Did you hear half of those stories?
Yeah, good point. No one that. But the pizza one, throwing it at the end there, just tossing it in casually.
It's an economy story. It's good news.
Have
for
you been
people.
Sent to pizza to say that?
No, but they can do that. Just make sure it's got no cheese on it.
Well, that's not a pizza.
I hate people who say that.
Did your date not go so well last night? It
wasn't a date.
Where did you go, by the way?
Pizza Express.
We didn't. That's a complete lie.
Where did you go?
To a boat.
Went to the boat.
Boaty McBoatface.
Not that boat.
What did you do on a boat?
Watch some comedy.
It was a comedy showcase.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was an industry event, John.
Was it? There was free alcohol, which Cornelius took too much advantage of.
I can see that.
Yeah,
that's clear to anyone within a yard of him.
And to anyone who was on that boat.
Did he misbehave? Did you have to take him home?
No.
Did you put him in a cab?
No.
She didn't have to.
None of that happened. Right. I went home alone. I was eating Monster Munch in my bed alone at 2 a.m.
There's a lovely insight to Victoria's life.
Pickled onion flavour.
What a catch.
I bet your breath in the morning smelt rank.
I had two bags.
The nation is now sitting there going, we've just had an insight into a newsreader's life that we didn't need. She sits on her own in bed eating bags of pickled onion Monster Munch at 2 in the morning. My God. Right.
So that's how
that's
well
made me feel better about
went.
My life, weirdly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite dull, but that, wow. that's a bit of a dirty laugh. You missed out, Cornelius. What a night you could have had.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
you could have got your mouth round her Monster Munch.
I had some extra bags.
Anyway. I mean, this is revelation enough. But it's now time for bonus news. Now, Victoria has to do bonus news at 2:30 because the news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time up because she still gets paid the same. Today, the bonus news is
mineral news.
A Russian athlete has been stripped of the gold medal she won at the London 2012 Olympics for doping. It's after Yulia Zaripova came first in the women's 3,000-metre steeplechase at the Games, tested positive for turinabole. I'm not sure how that's how you say it.
Say it again.
How do you think that word is said?
Turinabole.
I almost said that. Anyway, the International Olympics Committee says she's among 12 athletes, including 7 medalists, who've been disqualified from their events following a retesting of samples. Coca-Cola is going to introduce aluminium bottles to customers in India. Now, a journalist at the Delhi Times says they come in a 200ml serving size and they're apparently already popular in the US, China and the UK, but I'm not sure that I've actually seen any in any shops recently. Have you seen aluminium cola bottles?
No.
As opposed to cans?
No.
Well, apparently they're popular. Anyway, and finally, my favourite mineral news story of the day.
Mineral news.
Parents of a young schoolgirl have been left gobsmacked after their daughter was proposed to with a real diamond ring. They've recorded a video asking Millie, who looks like she's 5 or 6 years old, really young.
No, I'm not a judge, but I'm fairly sure you can't get engaged to a child?
It wasn't an adult who proposed.
Oh, I see.
So it's not illegal.
Fine.
So they recorded this video asking Millie, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I've got a ring in my backpack. And they get her to get it out. And they're like, we were just expecting a Haribo ring. But no, turns out Tommy, the proposer, stole his mum's genuine diamond
ring.
This
is a good story. He's nicked it from his mum.
Yeah. It's got three diamonds in. They're quite sizable diamonds.
Wow.
To pop the question. So I'm guessing she said yes. They haven't clarified that, but she's got the ring and she's telling people that he proposed. So, yeah, there you go.
Mineral news. Chloe got engaged.
She did!
Look, Chloe, who works on the buttons out
there.
Mrs.
Chloe.
Mrs. Chloe, we have to call her. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. So, you
the
were
bride
listening-
elect.
A good tip.
You were listening to that story there about Millie.
Yeah.
She's 5 or 6.
Yeah.
She's got a better ring than you.
How do you know it's better?
How do you know,
Oh, I see.
You've
it.
Not seen it.
I have, shown me. How many diamonds has yours got?
It's a 0.9 carat. I don't know what that means.
Haven't you got little ones as well, though?
That's a very personal question.
It was custom made. There was a lot of thought going into her engagement
ring.
Oh,
this is good. Yeah, so tell us about the engagement ring, Chloe, because we haven't had that conversation yet. So what describe it for us.
It's white gold, I think.
You're
it's
to know
lost
this
on
stuff.
Me. It's very pretty.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Is that what you said? You said when he gave it to you. It's very pretty.
Oh, it's pretty. Go on then.
So tell us what. How did he spring the spring it?
Really?
Yeah. Come on. People want to know.
Do they?
Look, yes. She sits at home eating Monster Munch on her own in bed, and people now want something nice to listen to.
If you really want to know,
yeah, go on.
I thought I was going to a party,
yeah.
And then I got there, and he was the only one there, and he
That's
emerged.
A rubbish party.
Yeah, I was like, oh man. And then, yeah, the whole, you know,
he emerged.
You're great type thing.
Yeah,
he emerged.
What was he in?
He was behind some, like, glittery lights.
So he set up glittery lights?
Yeah.
It was where you'd met him, wasn't it?
It was where I met
him. At different
him.
Radio stations.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, said yes.
You're good. That's handy.
Yeah. Then we went for some drinks.
Yeah.
And, just,
and you got absolutely hammered, didn't you?
I was carried. I'm very surprised the offer wasn't retracted.
Yeah. Yeah. So still time. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just being realistic.
Well, you know me. Optimistic.
All right. Congratulations, Chloe.
Thank you. You're very sweet.
Yeah. That's Chloe. She's got a ring on.
Yep.
You can tell with the button pushing. You can hear it. It comes over the air.
It tinkles.
It's more elegant.
Yeah. It used to be. Yeah. You having some more Monster Munch tonight?
I'm going to bake tonight.
Are you?
I'm going to bake cookies. I'm going to bring some in tomorrow.
Right.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I don't know if I'm going to offer them to you.
That was Victoria's Mineral News.
Mineral News.
In the next bit of the programme, news of other kinds, like the news, because there comes the diversity paper review. The newspapers reviewed, as ever, on a radio programme. I mean, that's nothing new, is it? But on this programme, it's the diversity paper review. Our paper's reviewed by a different diversity each day, making us the most diversity-friendly programme in broadcasting. The diversity paper review next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Who's next?
Sue and Eric.
Yeah, I suppose we better.
Ian and Shannon.
Ready to post.
Phil and Thingy.
Sent.
Simon and Gareth.
Ooh, are they still together?
Who's on your Christmas scratch card list?
A £1 Game Store scratch card from the National Lottery could be the best card they'll get. Games rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Whether you're saving up for a new home or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe. Protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Looking forward to a pre-dawn tug-of-war over a giant flat-screen TV this Black Friday? No? Try the Nissan Black Tag event at our dealerships instead. From the 24th to the 30th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissan models. £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai, and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Search Nissan Black Tag event. Ends 30th of November, but in a calm and orderly manner. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Excludes Vizia, Nissan Finance, subject to status over 18s. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, problems continue on the M62 eastbound through West Yorkshire. One lane's closed off due to a multi-vehicle accident between junctions 27 and 28, with queues back to junction 25. Also heading towards London on the M4 in Berkshire, we've got slow traffic due to an accident which is now on the hard shoulder between junction 11 and junction 10. And North Yorkshire on the A1 southbound, one lane is closed off again due to another multi-vehicle accident. That's just between junctions 44 and junction 43.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Make toast, not war. What does that even mean?
I just think they have a random word generator.
I think they must do.
And then they just go, yeah, that'll do. Just make that up.
Mate, eggs, not cows.
That doesn't work for breakfast. Well, use it then. Okay.
Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Make afternoons, not pies. So... come up with a new slogan for us. Text it in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you
literally just need random words. Here's one. Just say a word.
Terence.
Say a word.
Bombastic.
Make bombastic, not Terence.
I thought you were going to go for just afternoons with Terence Bombastic.
That's stupid.
Which I would definitely listen to.
Anyway, it's the afternoons on Talk Radio. I am Terence Bombastic. And the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. No, me either. Neither can anyone. We will attempt to in a minute as we plunge headfirst into a diversity pay-per-view. But before that, allow us to analyse one of today's big stories, as we so often do, through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Thank you.
Brexit cost 200 billion. That could be spent on the NHS.
Yeah. Suck up the satire. Quarter to three now on your Thanksgiving Thursday. And we give thanks now to the notion of diversity. As we are joined by Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi, John, you're right.
Hi. Different diversity each day, reviewing the papers for us. Matt's diversity is that he is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes. And you've got the papers. By the way, breaking news. I don't know if you've seen this. Tea in the Park has been cancelled.
Con, you know that thing.
You know Tea in the Park? The festival?
The festival.
Yeah.
I believe they were looking to move it into central sort of Scotland.
Yeah.
Like Glasgow, and do it as a town centre thing, but it looks like it has just been cancelled.
Just breaking news for you there. Tea in the Park.
It's a shame.
Has been cancelled.
The live music industry in Scotland. It's also a very strong lineup. Normally, so...
It is a good one.
Yeah, it's always good.
So I know. So that leads us into the news, I suppose, with breaking news. It won't be in the papers, it'll be in the papers tomorrow.
Mm.
That's how papers work. What's in them today, though? That's the question.
Huge news.
Yes.
Big news. News that we're going to kick off with. I like to bring you the hard-hitting news, as always.
How big, though? Put a number on it.
How big?
How big is the news?
Let's start with a 7
yes.
and work our way up.
Excellent. All right.
We'll do that. We'll leave them wanting more. So this is the big news story that I found from today. That eating ice cream for breakfast can indeed make you smarter. This is new research from Japan claiming that early morning indulgence of the frozen favourite can boost brain power and raise alertness, which I think is great news for everyone involved.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I'm guessing this is research done by, I don't know, an ice cream company? Just... Is it just saying, oh, ice cream makes you better?
Yoshiloko Koga from Tokyo's Kyoren University.
Right.
He seems smart.
Yes. So what's his evidence?
That's a great question. I think he's studied this on many people.
He goes to university and eats ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, he gave 20 people ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah.
And he gave 20 people your favourite cereal choice.
Right.
And the ice cream people were smarter.
Okay, so how did he measure it?
IQ. It's Japan, so Nintendo 64 games, I think.
Well, I can tell you that they seem to show high-frequency alpha waves when a separate group who'd had ordinary breakfast did not, and high-frequency alpha waves play a major role in alertness, of course. So assuming that the results related to the freezing temperatures, he repeated the same test with iced water. But although there were similar improvements, the results were not as substantial. The findings suggest a correlation between the temperature and the sugar combined, although this is yet to be confirmed. It's not the first time dessert has been recommended to jumpstart your day, of course. In 2012, scientists from Tel Aviv University conducted a
similar... Here's my link.
There we go. Conducted a similar study which found that eating chocolate cake for breakfast could aid weight loss. That's absolute cobblers.
Well.
If you ate...
A peach cobbler in the morning might help.
Yes. Is that someone who repairs a peach? Puts a heel on a peach. Yeah. So in Tel Aviv...
In Tel Aviv.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake for breakfast.
Mm, they're a smart country over there.
Well, I know.
They invented instant messaging.
Did they?
Yeah, do you not know this?
I didn't know that. Tell me this.
And the cherry tomato.
What?
Do you not know this?
Tell me more.
And they created the cure for polio.
Who did?
Israel. They've all been eating chocolate cake for breakfast.
Yeah.
And they've allowed them to create instant messaging, work with Motorola to do that, created the first piece of hardware to use in mobile phones and mobile technologies.
Right.
And they created cherry tomatoes when they realised that we all wanted a tomato that we could eat in one bite.
Yeah, the world was crying out for that.
It really was.
Because the trouble is with the tomato, it's too complicated, isn't it? I just can't get my mouth around it.
There was a gap in the market.
I mean, okay, so the problem with your hypothesis there, though, is that eating chocolate cake at breakfast has nothing to do with alertness. That's ice cream in Japan.
Mm.
It aids weight loss.
That's true. It does. But I think it's the sugar that does both. Well, obviously, having sugar in the morning supposedly cures cravings for the rest of the days.
Right.
I didn't know that either.
Did you not? No. Well, I like to start my day off with the chocolate bar and a cup of tea.
Do you?
Yeah. Goes quite well. I'm alert. I'm quite slim.
Yeah, true.
It's working well.
Yeah.
Do you have breakfast in the mornings?
What are you saying?
I'm asking you.
No, normally I don't, actually.
Do you not?
No, I don't know. Who's got time for that? I've got a life to live. I'm out there. Boom, booming, moving chicken.
Really?
No. Victoria eats Monster Munch in bed. True. Yeah, last night she went home with Cornelius. Yeah. And rather than entertain him, she just sat and ate two bags of Monster Munch in bed. Pickled onion, mine.
I often come in Conastap at Barocca in the morning.
Look at him today. Look at his little hungover face.
Exactly.
I have a Barocca every morning. That doesn't mean anything.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, what other news story have you half read?
Listen, I've got real work to be doing. This interferes with my lunch hour. Let's talk makeup. I know you're a fan of makeup, John, because you like to dress up and do panto.
Yep.
And
you're confusing me with the breakfast producer Alex, who genuinely is playing a panto dame.
Dame Trot
in an amateur panto in Tamworth. Oh, the dizzy heights!
Well, if you go home for Christmas,
yep,
you can see it.
And yeah, I do live near there, and I might do that.
You must go.
I wouldn't inflict that on my children.
I don't blame you. Yeah. To do with makeup, there is a new makeup trend that's been going on,
yes,
which is quite shocking, really. Oh. And the headline is, women are drawing penises on their eyelids in the latest bizarre makeup trend.
What?
Genuinely, no idea why this is
happening. You dream this?
No, it's on the internet, and everyone knows that everything on the internet is truthful and real.
So tell us about this. This is a beauty fad.
It is a beauty fad, and it's been pioneered by 19-year-old Asia Brotigam. And it looks like it's catching on. Asia has gone on to say that you shouldn't make fun of it, but she thinks that everyone is very creative and amazingly talented.
Right. Don't quote that.
No, I don't think I can say that bit.
No.
She says her makeup, though, we'll say, will never compare. If you go online and you see these photos, there are phallic-shaped symbols on people's eyelids.
Why is that a thing? I don't...
It's a millennial thing, isn't it?
I don't understand it.
The young people of today...
I once drew one with a Sharpie on Cornelius' face when he was asleep.
How did that go down?
And you can still more or less see it as well.
I almost kicked him out of bed, Matt.
Fair enough. I'm not going to be doing this.
So the idea is that when they draw it on their eyelid, and then obviously when they
blink, and it kind of like, the testicles are kind of close to the nose, and then the other end kind of go on the side, kind of that way around.
You've done this before, haven't you?
I
mean, I've never seen it, but what everyone else calls you. In the office.
Yeah, when I'm not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, so Cass has just posted a picture of it on the computer in front of me. I think it's of Cass. and yes, well, what there is definitely... I mean, that's a badly drawn one. I mean, that's not...
It's more like a snake.
It does look like a snake, but with a penis. It's a weird... But yeah, so it's on the eye. So it's not on the eyelid. It kind of goes... It's like the eye, if you see... The
eye is
hard
the
to describe.
The eye is the middle part.
It looks like a snake that swallowed an animal, because the eye is forming a bulge in the main part of it, and the testes are off the other side of the eye. And the other, that is quite an odd... I mean, that's a bold makeup statement, I'll be honest.
If you got really excited and your eyes opened really wide, would it just expand and get bigger? Like?
I don't know, and I don't think we should talk about it anymore.
When you cry.
Oh, God! Is there nothing that can't be a trend now? I mean, what the hell is this? I used to draw those, you know, on my friend's exercise book at school.
Yeah, of course, we all did.
And then you'd spend a lot of time trying to disguise it.
Like a rocket ship.
A rocket ship, or a fish.
A fish.
Right, absolutely. So, but now people are just boldly going, oh, no, I'll have that on my eye. I'm now just tempted to find someone who's doing that and just turn it into a rocket ship or a fish, just to make it less... I literally don't understand that.
No.
Now she's put another picture. There's another one now. Can no one draw a proper one? These are terrible examples.
Maybe you should do it to prove everyone how it should be done.
I might draw it to Cornelius now.
No way.
Okay.
No.
Go on.
No, go away. Go away. We're not doing that.
Come here.
It's all in the name of art.
No.
It must be done.
Come on.
No way.
Come on.
Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Right. Please don't blind him.
All right, here you go.
Stop it. Get off. Now I just have a load of biro on my arm.
Now you've got another eye that looks in a different direction. story we're going to next? That is so weird. That is so weird.
It is an odd one. I love London. London's great.
You never leave this place.
I've left it twice.
What we've learned about you over the diversity pay-per-view is that you've been north once to Blackburn.
Burnley.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
And you didn't like it and came back.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've spent some time in Leeds. Nice place.
All right.
Yeah. But Oxford Street, I know it very well. But for some reason, there was a mystery flock of sheep walking around Oxford Street yesterday, and everyone was left flummoxed, bamboozled, they said. One onlooker said the sheep were bombulating down the street.
Bombulating?
I know.
Well, is it a publicity stunt? I mean, what's the reason?
No, generally, no one knows what it is. The Metropolitan Police have said they were unaware of the flock and why it was on Oxford Street. No one's claimed responsibility for it. And I know Oxford Street quite well. I used to work near there. There are no farms nearby. There's nowhere that these sheep could have escaped from.
That is true.
Like, I'm trying to think the nearest... There's not a zoo. London Zoo doesn't really house sheep.
No.
They have more exotic animals
they
there.
I once did herd sheep over London Bridge. True story.
Was it a different career?
No. It was when I was on another radio station, and there was an amusing jape. We just, you know, because there's that law that says, you know, if you're made a freeman of the City of London, you can herd sheep across London Bridge.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd see if we could do it, just to see the logistics of getting sheep across a bridge. And we did it at about 7 in the morning.
On London Bridge.
On London Bridge.
In London.
In London. Mm. In London's fashionable London.
Yeah.
And I had to get a sheep across a bridge.
Just one sheep?
Yes, that's all we could get.
You can get hold of.
We tried to get more. Which is why this is surprising, because it's surprisingly hard to get hold of a sheep in the middle of London.
If you see the photos, there's like 30 sheep. It's a flock. It's a proper flock. So, I don't know where they've come from. No one knows where they've turned up from.
I was there. I saw it happen.
Here we go.
Came over the...
This is going to be awful. Yeah.
It's going to be awful. Police officer.
Strap yourself in. Here we go.
Police officer.
Yeah.
His sergeant was there.
Yeah.
And he went, we need to, it came over the radio, yeah, actually. Yeah. He went, we need to clear up these sheep. And he went, over. What was that? You heard.
So this was about 8:20 yesterday morning
that
it was going on. But the, you know, organisations have distanced themselves from the roaming livestock.
Well, where did they go?
Just disappeared. They disappeared as quickly as they arrived.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
There we go. Oops, that's the papers well and truly covered.
I like to think we cover the papers you might have missed.
Yeah, for good reason. Matt, thank you very much indeed.
That's you.
The diversity pay-per-view. Matt's diversity is that he is...
I'm Jewish.
That's correct. And that's why he never leaves North London. So...
There's some of us in Manchester, a couple in Birmingham.
Okay, fine. Right, thank you very much, Matt. Lovely stuff. Big debate is on the way after 3 o'clock. Of course it is. And today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, Tom Price, DJ off of Magic FM, will be playing, having his knowledge and patience well and truly tested as to Paul Ross. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
My name's Stephen Rowe and I'm 66. I heard about Uber and I thought it sounded amazing and I found out all about it. And it took a couple of hours and I was signed up. It was really good. It was very efficient. It's totally flexible. You're your own boss. And that's the great thing about Uber. It's really, really efficient. People can get cars quickly and easily. And so eventually it's going to be a much greener planet. Start when I want. I can stop when I want. I work whichever days I want. And for me, that's really important to have control over my own life. And Uber gives me that. That's the great thing. Uber has changed my life. Uber has given me my life back. And at the same time, I can earn a living in a very flexible way. It's fantastic.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is
based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobile van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Van Buster now on. Sharp Sam, just 83 pence per large bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only. Trade point.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, of course. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, football abuse, tip of the iceberg, more tube strikes, and find out which festival won't be on next year.
Talk Radio.
Crewe's director of football, Dario Grandi, says he knew nothing about the sexual abuse being carried out by the club's former youth coach, Barry Bennell, till he was arrested in 1994. He's issued a statement following claims by Andy Woodward that he was targeted as a youngster at the club. Former England international Danny Murphy started his career at Crewe. He told our sister station TalkSport his reaction to the latest allegations.
When it first came out, sadly, no, I wasn't shocked, because obviously Barry had already been to prison for crimes many years ago, of the same crimes he's been accused of now. So I wasn't shocked. I was a bit surprised by who it was, because I knew him. He was a bit older than me, but played with him at Crewe.
British workers might not see their pay rise above inflation until 2021. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says it's a dreadful prospect that real earnings are likely to remain at that 2008 level until then. Paul Johnson from the group has been looking at the adjustments the Chancellor made to the economy yesterday.
Half of the wage growth projected for the next 5 years back in March is not now projected to happen. And on those projections, real wages will still be below their 2008 level in 2021.
The organisation also says the Chancellor may need the wriggle room he's allowed the economy because of uncertainty as we leave the EU. Two teenagers are getting treatment for stabbing injuries after they were attacked outside Manchester College this morning. No arrests have been made. Hundreds of London Underground drivers are going to go on strike next month on the same day workers at Southern Rail take industrial action. Members of the RMT union will walk out for 24 hours from 9:30pm on December the 6th over claims including bullying and harassment. Workers at Southern Rail will strike on the 6th and 7th in a row over changes to the role of conductors. And Tea in the Park won't be taking place next year. Festival organisers say they're taking a break to try and resolve issues in getting planning permission and transport to Strathallan Castle in Perthshire, where it's been staged for the last 2 years.
Yes, we were just talking about Tea in the Park. Wait. During the diversity paper review that I know you listened to.
I didn't.
Yes, so we don't. That's breaking news. Yes, Tea in the Park's been cancelled.
Well, maybe not cancelled, but
moved away. Stopped at the moment.
Yeah, they're having a break.
Yeah.
They were forced to move site 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And because of difficulties at Strathallan Castle, they're like, okay, we're going to have a break, try and sort it out, and then they hope to come back, but
Tea in the Park. Monster Munch in bed.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, by the way, you missed earlier, just a little insight into Victoria's life, news read of Victoria's life, in that last night she did go on a date with Cornelius.
It yeah. wasn't a date.
But Cornelius got steaming drunk, so she went home without him and instead sat in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning eating two bags of Piccadilly Monster Munch.
That did happen, the latter part, but it wasn't a date.
You also
I hate you. Let's not do this.
You also got a man.
The weather, mainly fine and dry, with the best of any sunshine in the north, staying windy across the south of England with highs of 11 degrees.
This is a great story. So, Victoria.
Highs of 11 degrees!
Got a man's number. Mm-hmm. Right.
Whilst on
you.
A date with
Stop
me.
It. It wasn't a
so, Victoria liked the look of someone else and got his number, but realised that she didn't know his name and can't remember his name. So she stored him in her phone as
Scottish boat comedy.
So she met. She was on a boat. She was on a boat, right? And she went to see some comedy, and then she met a Scottish man, but didn't remember his name. So she wrote, called him Scottish boat comedy.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Maybe that's his name. His first name is Scott, and his surname is Ishboat.
He just like,
hi, I'm Scott Ishboat comedy. You can call me Mr. Ishboat comedy. Anyway, more insights into Victoria's life.
I'd just like to say, right, I do know his name now.
All right, what is it?
I'm not saying.
Oh. All right. It's Jim Ishboat comedy. I thought it's called Scott, he's not.
Jew. Ishboat comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Victoria, thank you.
You're really not welcome.
Okay. And now, Pete Abbott has got the sport, the pre-recorded sport, live from that party that Nigel Farage was at last night in London, where the party was invaded by some wild boars.
I'm Pete Abbott. Former Liverpool and England captain Steven Gerrard has retired from professional football. The midfielder spent his entire English club career at Anfield, where he won the Champions League, UEFA Cup and two FA Cups. He left the US side LA Galaxy earlier this month. Leicester midfielder Danny Drinkwater has been given a three-match ban after accepting an FA violent conduct charge. Even midfielder appeared to elbow Watford's Alan Garang during Leicester's defeat last weekend. Former Cardiff boss Paul Trollope has been appointed assistant manager at Brighton, who'll work once again under Chris Hughton, a partnership they previously had at Birmingham and Norwich. Manchester United could end the night top of Group A if they win their Europa League tie against Feyenoord at Old Trafford. They're currently third after four matches. Southampton are second in Group K in victory at Sparta Prague this evening, combined with Hapoel Beersheba failing to beat Inter Milan in team qualification. And Britain's former Formula One world champion Jenson Button has said he will retire after this week's season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. That's the latest sports news, powered by Talksport.
Pete Abbott there, Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. Live from Nigel Farage's party that he held last night. But at the bit of the party where they released those wild boars. You've probably read about that in the news. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So, the autumn statement, then. Boring, isn't it? It's on the front of all the papers, of course, with speculation as to how it will affect families or not. There are, of course, generic pictures of families to illustrate the story. There's a fiscal percentage here and a financial point there, but in actual fact, let's be honest, and I know it's being discussed on all other radio stations, it's very dull indeed. The Tory papers are in favour of the left-wing papers aren't in favour. And as usual, the Daily Mail is intolerable. There's literally no real story attached to the autumn statement, but everybody is jumping through hoops to try to pretend that there is. Now, on the line listening to me say the word hoops there in that sentence is Matthew. He's called Talk Radio on 03444 9000. Hello, Matthew.
Yeah, what are you saying,
bro? Yeah. Good to talk to you. So, you've called Talk Radio, and you've done that because you heard me say the word hoops a moment ago. And what's your problem with hoops? Why are you so angry about hoops?
Why am I? It's just filth, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's filth. Like, you just look at it, and it's just grim. You got hoops everywhere, and it's just like, what are they trying to ram into my mind, you know? Like, I don't believe in that. I don't like hoops. I don't like what they imply, and I don't want to jump through them, and I don't want to put any part of me in a hoop.
In a hoop. Well, look, let's. But it's. I mean, Matthew, it's a tricky one, right? Because hoops aren't offensive. Hoops are. We have hoops in all walks of life. There are hoops everywhere you look. There are hoops, and to suggest that you want to ban them, and because you personally find them offensive. That's not a reason, is it?
Well, what I find offensive is the implication that I'm supposed to jump through all the hoops I see. Yeah. Like, some of them are ridiculously small. Like, you've got the hooped earrings on a girl or something.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to jump through that. It's... Well, I'm not only am I going to hurt myself, I'm going to hurt the girl who's wearing the earrings at the same time.
Yeah, or men can wear earrings as well, though, can't they? To be fair.
Yeah, men can wear earrings.
All right, stop. Jeff's on the other line. Hi, Jeff. Can I bring you in on this conversation, please, Jeff?
Hello, John. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Nice to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. You've called him because you've heard Matthew there. He doesn't want to jump on a girl's earring.
No, well, that sounds like some foolish talk. I've got to say, hoops are amazing. Hoops are brilliant. I jump through many hoops every up and down the street. I'll do it. Yeah. If a kid's got a hoop, I will jump through it willy-nilly, shove the kid out of the way. I'm on that hoop.
Yeah.
You know, I am cock-a-hoop for hoops.
There you go, Matthew. Listen to that. Listen to that.
What's his name? What's that brother's name?
His name's Jeff.
Jeff, did you just call me foolish, bro?
Yeah, foolish Matthew. I'm going to call you from that. Well, that'll be your name. It'll be a tattoo on your forehead.
Stop calling me that, man. Before the other boys hear that, and they start calling me foolish Matthew.
Matthew.
Ooh.
Do you know? Matthew.
Foolish Matthew. Listen. Do you know how to use a telephone?
Badman Matt.
No, Jeff. What is it you like about hoops? I mean, let's talk about hoops specifically, because you know Matthew's phoned in. He's very angry about him, and that's fine. He's allowed his opinion. We're not here to say he can't have an opinion, however foolish it might be. But what is it specifically about hoops that you love?
I mean, well, you see, when I was a boy, when I was about 5 years old, my daddy gave me like this hoop and a stick, right, for Christmas.
Nice.
And I had no bloody idea how to use it, and he wouldn't show me because he was ignorant git, and he just liked to sit in front of the TV. But that's not the point. I had fun with that hoop, trying to work out what to do.
Yeah.
And ever since then, the round bit, the roundness of it, does something for me. Every day I have spaghetti hoops to eat.
That's
every
nice.
Day I have, like, Cheerios, anything that's hoop-shaped.
There you go, Matthew. Listen to that. Listen to that. Listen to Jeff.
That's very sweet. That's
isn't
really
it, though?
Sweet. And I'm really happy for you that you had a nice childhood and a happy parents. Yeah,
when I was a little kid. Matthew.
Oh, no, bruv, you better stop calling me that, bruv. I'm going to hang up this phone right now if you keep calling me that.
Let's keep it civil. You know, we're on the radio. We're having a grown-up debate.
This is true.
Yeah, I'm not here for this stupidness. Yeah?
Exactly. All right, let's just calm it down a little bit, because we need, you know, you both got valid points apart from Matthew. And I just want to bring it back to the facts here. Now, hoops, Matthew, are here. We've always had hoops. You know, Jeff's mentioned some, the spaghetti. The earring you've mentioned, there's the hula, of course. You know, there are many, many hoops. And I wonder what, Matthew, if you got rid of them, because it's all very well coming on the radio and saying you don't want to have hoops anymore, but what would you jump through as an alternative? You've got to propose a solution. You've got to solution the problem.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
I know it is, yeah.
Well, what I would jump through, if I had the option, I'd have a stadium full of people all cheering my name. Bad man, Matt. Bad man, Matt.
Foolish
Matt.
Foolish Matt.
Excuse me, bro. This is my fantasy.
I'm joining in, Foolish Matt. That's all.
Bro, you are... Me, bro. You...
Me, bro. What?
Me.
I'm not a bro.
Me, what? You don't even...
I haven't been a bro since 1932.
I don't understand that reference, bro.
Me neither.
Okay, well, look, I would jump through a flaming screen with my name on it, and when I jump through it, everyone will start clapping and applauding, and then I'll get in the ring and I'll do a power
stop, Matthew, stop. You get in a ring, that's like a hoop.
What shape is a wrestling ring, bro?
You're right, a wrestling ring is square, isn't it? Why is it called a ring?
Well, you see, it used to be round, and then people like me were saying, I ain't getting in that. And then they had to make it square.
I see,
people like you, foolish people like you, made things different. It's not good.
Bruh, you're making me so angry over here, bro. I wish I knew where you lived, Jeff. I would come down there this instant. I'll show you something you could drop through.
Donald Trump, he's been trying to do stuff with hoops as well. He's been trying to backflip through them or something.
What's my man Trump been doing with him, bro?
Oh.
My man Trump don't mess with hoops, bro. He's a G.
I want to talk about the trials in Sweden.
Of course you do. I was waiting for
that. I want to talk about the trials in Sweden. Because, as you know, they've been experimenting with whooping cough. Right?
Yep.
Right? And this is the Swedish people that have been coughing up hoops.
Mm.
Right? Just regurgitating, like, hoops. All the hoops everywhere. Just...
And just
hoops coming out.
Sick too.
Yeah, and I wonder what, you know, they've done it because they in Sweden they don't think there are enough hoops, so they've given deliberately given like an immunisation and they've
it's immunisation. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes. they've injected people.
Who's the foolish one now?
They've injected people with the hoopla virus, and it's made them cough up hoops. And what it's done though is give the country of Sweden more hoops, and that can only be a good thing, Jeff. Right?
Of course. The more the hoops, the more the merrier, yeah. As the old saying goes.
It does.
That I made up. I like the fact that, you know, with the word hoop as well, you can't. It's got two hoops in the middle of it, and you need them.
Yeah.
And Sweden needs those hoops and the letters, and they need them.
Matthew, look, there's a good point. You're right. Matthew.
What?
You say you don't like hoops, but there's two hoops in the word foolish, in your name, Foolish Matthew.
Me, that ain't my name. That ain't me. I ain't foolish, and I don't care what you call them things. They ain't hoops. They're just circles, bruv. They're 2D circles. For a hoop to be a hoop, it requires a third dimension, bruv.
And there we must leave the debate as we've run out of time. It's a thorny issue. I mean, you can hear it. I mean, that's
like a wreath.
It does divide people, doesn't it? The notion of hoops. Matthew, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
No.
Okay, Jeff, could you please?
Not very good childhood.
Right. And there we must leave it. Do we need hoops? Which side are you on? Are you with Jeff? Do you think that hoops are a good thing? Or are you with Matthew, Foolish Matthew, who thinks that hoops are a bad thing? Do we still need hoops? That's the question. Do we still need hoops in post-Brexit Britain when we've got sausages and roof tiles? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
Whether you're saving for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, do watch out around Derbyshire. One lane's blocked and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 northbound between junctions 29 and junction 29A. Also in Cheshire, the M56 eastbound, it's slow due to an earlier accident just at junction 12 with congestion back onto the M56 to junction 14. And the M62 eastbound through Greater Manchester, very slow. One lane's blocked off due to a broken down van going eastbound between junction 18 and the Birch services. I'm Poonam Verma.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just time for some of your reactions that have been coming in to the big debate, of course. The big debate about hoops. This afternoon, do we need hoops in post-Brexit Britain when we've got sausages and roof tiles? Do we still need them? Matthew, foolish Matthew, of course, thought that we did not. But Jeff, a very big fan of hoops. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John, on hoops. John, if we get rid of all the hoops, how will we say goodbye? We can't wish them cheerio, because Cheerios are cereals shaped in hoops. John, the M25 around London is a very big hoop protecting London from the north. This is not something even worth considering getting rid of.
Right, thank you very much. And this one just come in from Dan. John, this is a statistic, essentially, he sent in. If you took all the hoops in the world and you straightened them out and then laid them end to end, you would be committed to a psychiatric institution. Now, today, 24th of November, of course, a Thanksgiving in the Americas, where they celebrate the landing of migrants in New England centuries ago, where they first formed a colony. Celebrated today in America by electing Donald Trump to be president, so he can kick them all out again. And we are bringing you Thanksgiving facts today, of course. As we've been talking about, you can send them in. You can share 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah. And here's one that we had already. It isn't as well known, but Canada also celebrates Thanksgiving. The reason it isn't as well known is that Canadians are not as loud and annoying as Americans are. So much. Each Thanksgiving, a typical family will sit around the table and discuss what they are thankful for. Examples include corn dogs not having been shot yet and Danny DeVito. Cornelius, I think you've got one there.
Yes, this is from Malcolm, who said, he said each year on Thanksgiving it is tradition for the president of Turkey to pardon an American and spare them from being butchered. And this is from Sally, who says, on the evening before Thanksgiving, known as Thanksgiving Eve, it's traditional for children to hang up stockings for Father Give Thanks to leave traditional American presents in, such as corn dogs, guns and Danny DeVito.
Get your Thanksgiving facts coming to us Here Where We Are in the Radio. Also with us Here Where We Are in the Radio, though, is Rhys. Hello, Rhys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Regular listeners will know Rhys because he is a man from Talk Sports who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, yet is contractually obliged to review it for us.
Still none.
On a Thursday. Where are you leading us? What merry celebrity dance do you lead us this afternoon, Rhys?
Justin Bieber's decked someone in Barcelona.
Good. Why?
He was in his car. I'm actually on Bieber's side on this one. He's in his car, a chauffeur-driven vehicle, as was, being led away from his concert venue in Barcelona. And young Kevin Ramirez decides it's a good idea to go up to the car, whose window was wound down for some reason.
Yeah.
Reaches in and tries to give him a bit of a squeeze on his neck and his face. And Bieber just thought, I'm having none of this, and has clocked him. And this has left young Kevin Ramirez disappointed, very hurt, and slightly bleeding.
Right. He had it coming, though, didn't he?
He certainly did, yeah.
I mean, I'm with you, and you are with Bieber.
Yeah, I'm firmly in Bieber's corner on this one.
Because if somebody...
Well, I wouldn't get too close.
He might deck me.
Yeah.
if someone reaches in your car...
Yeah.
I mean, and gives you a squeeze, as you rightly said... presumably in what felt like quite an antagonistic way.
Yes.
You are going to punch them, aren't you?
You certainly are. Yeah. You certainly are. It seems like a natural way of getting the perpetrator away from your own personal space.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently it's with his lawyers, which doesn't surprise me.
As Bieber or the whoever that was said why he reached in through the window to give Bieber a squeeze.
No, but to sort of come out and say that he's disappointed and very hurt... I assume he was just trying to touch this young babyface deity,
yeah,
and hope that somehow it would relieve him of his annoyingness.
Yeah.
But to no avail, he's now suing him. I can't see that.
So he's a fan of Bieber.
Yes,
he reached in to touch Bieber.
Yeah,
Bieber reacted as any of us would,
as a normal human being, which I've never accused Justin Bieber of being before.
No, that's true. And now he's suing Bieber.
He is. Yeah.
I mean, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to see how far that case gets. I mean, Bieber could probably chuck him a couple of grand just to get rid of him,
yeah,
without his coffers being too badly damaged.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not good.
All right. Well, what an excellent showbiz start to,
yes,
this feature. Where now? I mean, can we top that?
Kanye West has been institutionalized. Well, he's been led to a hospital in handcuffs after what has been described as a psychotic break.
Yes.
Which now, I don't quite understand.
This was where he cancelled some concerts.
He did.
And then he's very tired.
He certainly is.
Yeah, and he's got exhaustion.
Dehydrated as well, apparently.
That's right, he should drink more. I always say you've got to drink, haven't you?
Money's tight, you know.
Yeah, come on, Kanye.
I know.
Have a glass of water, mate.
Exactly.
Is what I say to him. Where are we now? He's all right, isn't he? Before we mock him, he is all right.
Apparently so. He's going to be in hospital until the end of next week. Right. He's seen finer days, but
yeah,
I don't think it's in any way dangerous at the moment.
Fine.
So, mock away.
Yeah. Okay. Good. He's an idiot.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He is. Has he? Is there any more news? We talked about it at the time of his wife's robbery. You know, she got robbed in her apartment in Paris and hid in the bath or something.
She did indeed. Yeah. Hiding the jewels in her posterior.
Yeah, that's right.
We came to the conclusion.
Yeah, she hid up her own bottom.
She did, yeah.
Because it's roomy.
It is.
So she was able to escape the perpetrators, mm-hmm, by hiding inside her own bottom.
Yeah.
I think that was the news.
That's the way it played out to me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Great Kanye chat there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's,
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next? Just tease us, because we've got to go to the news, and then come back after the news, obviously, and enlighten us. But give us in your best teasy voice, Rhys, just tease us into what we're going to be talking about next. Because I know I speak for the nation when I say we can't wait.
Martin Roberts downing some horrible-looking junk.
I thought that was more a Paul Ross thing. Okay, we will talk about that. After the news here on Talk Radio. Also in the next half an hour, a man from Magic FM, that's right, plays Paul Rossmaster, Tom Price, the comedian, broadcaster and DJ. Tom Price will be having a go on the quiz Paul Rossmaster in the next half an hour of this programme. And we'll be back with Rhys with more showbiz roundup from him, a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's 3:30 here and probably there where you are as well. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
It's feared there could be hundreds of footballers who are victims of child sex abuse. A dedicated hotline run by the NSPCC has been set up to encourage victims or coaches to come forward. It's after former player Andy Woodward spoke openly about being attacked by Barry Bennell, who's convicted paedophile. Michael Bennett is head of player welfare at the Professional Footballers Association.
To the amount of people that come forward in a short space of time makes me feel that this is the tip of the iceberg. People have suffered the lonely silence for years, and I think the catalyst being Andy coming forward is giving everyone the confidence to come forward themselves, and I think we'll find a number of players, former members, will start to come forward.
An economic research group says the Chancellor's autumn statement means wages for UK workers won't grow for another 5 years. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says earnings will be lower in 2021 than they were in 2008. Amnesty International says new satellite images of North Korea's network of prison camps show abuse is taking place on an industrial scale. The human rights group claims they show an upgrade to a crematorium at one of the sites, along with new guard posts and enhanced security. But North Korea refuses to admit their existence. Hundreds of drivers are to strike for 24 hours next month on two London Underground lines. The disputes will affect the Piccadilly and Hammersmith and City lines on the 6th and 7th of December. And Tea in the Park Music Festival won't be held in 2017. It's been in Perthshire for the last 2 years after having to move from a previous base, but organisers say planning permission issues are making things unworkable. The weather: the north will be very cold tonight with widespread frost and patchy freezing fog. The south will be clear too, but windy, lows of -2. Tomorrow will be dry and mostly sunny. The far south and far north will be windy, highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
That's all right. It's very intense the way you said that.
No, just, you know.
I don't know.
Okay. Right, that's Victoria with the news there. And a lot of people very keen on your... Who knew that a girl sitting alone in a bed at 2 o'clock in the morning eating two packets of pickled onion Monster Munch would be such an attractive quality? Because there's a lot of people texting in about it.
Really? What are they saying?
Well, you know, let's put it this way, and I say this even though Cornelius is in the room, you know, and I know you've got a number of a Scottish boat comedy. she got a guy's number last night, Reese.
Nice.
Yeah, and she didn't know his name, and she met him on a boat. He was Scottish.
Yep.
It was a comedy night.
Yep.
He's in a phone of Scottish boat comedy.
Sweet. Nice.
I'd like to say, do you know his name now?
Yeah. Do you want to share it?
No.
Okay. Right, that's Victoria with the news. Thank you, Victoria. And this is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Reese is here. We'll be doing Showbiz next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
You know, because they taste of it.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do some more showbiz. A weird show today, isn't it? It's because you're hungover, Cornelius.
It is.
Yeah. Right, in the next bit of the programme, before we stop at 4 o'clock, thank Christ, the nation Christ. there's a... Good afternoon, Tony Blackburn, by the way, if you're listening. Tony Blackburn listens to this. Did you know that, Reese?
Awesome.
Blackburn tweeted about it yesterday.
That is superb.
Come on.
That should be in your show business. Put that in your show business.
End on that.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, so in the next half an hour, Paul Rossmaster, the quiz that tests contestants' knowledge of and about Full Set Talk Radio Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's coming. Just after 2:45. But for now, Reese is here. He works for TalkSport. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, and that's why he's reviewing it for us. We've already talked of Kanye.
We have indeed.
We've talked of a punchy Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are going to...
a punchy Ellie Goulding.
Right.
Yeah, she was attending the Animal Ball. And apparently
was squared up to by another female attendee who was described as rowdy. The two got into a heated row.
Yeah.
And Ellie Goulding described her as a female dog.
Right, that's harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and where did Ellie Goulding take to the social media to do this, or was this overheard?
This was overheard that Ellie Goulding was a bit vexed.
Right.
Yes, she wasn't impressed.
Mm. And what ball was this? An animal ball?
The animal ball.
Well, I suppose if you are going to call someone a female dog, that's the place
to do
it.
That is certainly the place to do it. This happened after Ellie Goulding wasn't into the VIP area.
What? It was just a female dog.
If a female dog had punched her in the face, or sort of pawed her in the face.
Yeah, sort of jumped up.
She'd had this row, and then she went away, and then went, oh, look, there's a female dog. And this A source...
Yeah.
A source...
A source is responsible for a lot of news.
A source stirring it again.
Yeah.
As overheard this and gone, oh, just guess what she called you? And then... Everyone went fight, and then
there wasn't a fight.
No, there wasn't. Right. No, they said mean things to each other and looked meanly at each other.
Right. We don't know who the other person was.
We do not. I assume they're not somebody of notoriety.
Yeah, otherwise, they would have been named, of course.
A source would have been all over that.
Yeah, it's interesting though that that you've got a sort of nobody, but a member of the public punching Bieber or squeezing Bieber.
Yeah,
and then got punched by Bieber, and now you've got presumably as part of the press is concerned, an unknown.
Yes,
is squaring up to Goulding.
Yes,
what's like the public started to revolt against celebrities? Is it the rising? Have we just had enough? And we're just going, you know what? Mm-hmm. And it might be thanks to you, Reese.
It certainly is.
You know, people have listened to this on
peasants
a weekly basis.
Come good, if you will.
Yeah. On a weekly basis, I've just gone, no, Reese is right. There is nothing to... You know, there's nothing to this vacuous, trite, empty stuff.
Let's see if they're punchable.
Let's just revolt against them by hitting them and stuff. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
I like to think I've started a revolution.
Yeah.
Probably not, like, but if you want to put that out there, I'm quite happy to,
you just
to tell people, yes.
You just
did. Fine.
Right. Great bit of showbiz, that. What's next?
Footballer Cristiano Ronaldo and his girlfriend Georgia Rodriguez went out to Disneyland Paris. Georgia Rodriguez didn't dress up in anything particular. I wasn't told of any sort of pouring into leather skirts or anything else that I usually find in these things. But Cristiano Ronaldo managed to hide himself under a curly wig, a dark cap. He also bundled on a woolly jumper and a warm duffel coat. Now, I know Paris has got to be cold, but like... Even Cristiano Ronaldo, a man of considerable stamina, has got to be sweating a bit there.
Yeah, I also take issue with the description of he hid under, because the fact that you know who he is and
exactly.
that he was there.
He hasn't hid very well.
He's hiding his poor at best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the story is really man went to Disney.
Man tried to disguise oneself.
Yeah.
Failed.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all we got.
I got a celebrity Disney story that I know you're going to love, Reese.
And
I think this is a bit weird. I haven't really delved into the why this happens, but it's... I know, and I know you know, that I mix in show business circles.
I do, yes.
Right. So I'm an acquaintance of...
You certainly are.
Mr. Maker off the telly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Right, and I know for a fact that Mr. Maker off the telly goes on holiday with Justin Fletcher...
Oh, wow.
Right? And they go to Disneyland.
I have a young child. This is all so close to my heart.
On
I know
holiday.
Who these people are.
Who's Justin Fletcher?
He's the man off CBeebies.
Okay.
He is CBeebies.
He's if
running
kids,
that thing.
He's weird looking. But anyway, he's you know, I don't trust him. But he looks... he's off CBeebies.
No,
right?
He does.
Right? With Mr. Baker, they go... So they take their time off CBeebies and go to somewhere that's full of kids.
That's madness.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
I
madness.
Think so too. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Very, very sugary. That
but I don't think they disguise themselves. Anyway.
No.
Tell us about Martin Roberts' junk.
Martin Roberts is on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Talk Radio's own Martin Roberts.
Talk Roberts' own.
Talk
Roberts. There we are. After he wins, that's what we rebrand the place.
Yeah. He's not going to win, is he?
No, they're all setting it up for the girl from Gogglebox to win it.
So Martin Roberts off of this parish. And Homes Under the Hammer.
Yes. He has won a place in the Royal Camp, which is the nicer of the two places. They've got beds and a shower that, strangely, we can all see, but that's a different matter.
Yeah.
He and Adam Thomas, the guy off Emmerdale, they've got to do a challenge where they down... It hasn't been described what's in it yet, but it looks like a cocktail of, like, disgusting things.
Yeah.
And they've chosen Ola Jordan off the old Strictly and Joel Dummett. I'm looking around, off of this Showbiz News report.
Yeah.
They've all got to do something called the Bush Brewery.
Yeah.
Which means they've got to down horrible drinks and act like it's all horrible and stuff. And, yeah, so Martin Roberts will be on telly tonight down in what looks to be, like, squashed up cockroaches and various outback animal testicles and perhaps even a spider or two. We don't know.
So... If you are a fan of talk radio's Martin Roberts,
mm-hmm.
as we are...
We all are, yeah.
You know, he's been on this show
mm-hmm.
a couple of times.
Yes.
He's a decent fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can watch him drinking a thing.
Yep.
Great. I love showbiz. Don't you? It's brilliant, isn't it? Thanks, Rhys.
No worries.
For coming in with your showbiz roundup once again.
Thank you.
It's, you know, it's an insight into a world we can all dream of being part of.
Hello, Tony Blackburn, by the way.
Yeah. Tony Blackburn listens to this. He was listening to this yesterday. He tweeted that he loved it. He might not have said loved. He might have said he sort of just heard it, so I can't remember what he said. But anyway, he tweeted about it and said he liked the show.
I can't believe he's got Twitter.
Yeah, he's got Twitter. Oh,
yeah, he's very modern. He periscopes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'll be going to give him a follow.
Follow him.
Yep.
Literally. Send him the link of this when we audio it somewhere. Like, this will probably go on the internet or something. This showbiz roundup.
Certainly will.
Get that to Blackburn. All right, anyway, Rhys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, mate.
Pleasure as always. Rhys there from Talk Sport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, reviewing the showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And next, we will be playing this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Looking forward to a pre-dawn tug of war over a giant flat screen TV this Black Friday? No? Try the Nissan Black Tag event at our dealerships instead. From the 24th to the 30th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissan models. £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai, and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Search Nissan Black Tag event. Ends 30th of November, but in a calm and orderly manner. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Excludes Vizia. Nissan Finance. Subject to status over 18s. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deafblind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We'll do watch out around Derbyshire. One lane's blocked and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 northbound between junctions 29 and junction 29A. Also in Cheshire, the M56 eastbound, it's slow due to an earlier accident just at junction 12 with congestion back onto the M56 to junction 14. And the M62 eastbound through Greater Manchester, very slow. One lane's blocked off due to a broken down van going eastbound between junction 18 and the Birch services. I'm Poonam Verma.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday.
The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and registered from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you and welcome indeed. I mean, I say welcome, obviously we've been on air for about 3 hours, so you're, you know, quite late to this particular Thursday afternoon Thanksgiving party, but no matter. Donald Trump, of course, celebrating Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the day that celebrates when the migrants arrived on the shores of America and set up a brand new colony in New England, and now being celebrated by Donald Trump, who is kicking them all back out again. That is Thanksgiving. It's part of the news today. Also on the front page of the papers, of course, Brexit is back on the front pages. NHS trust failures, of course, and the fallout from Philip Hammond's very boring autumn statement yesterday. But the thing is, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. Many people can't get their head around it, which is why we like to help you, dragging you through the news and pushing it all aside to make way for the very essence, the news's essence, if you will, drilling down into the issues that matter. When you drill down into the news, frack it, if you like, what you end up with is, of course, not shale gas, but Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Hammond to help those who are just about manna. Jing to stay awake.
Yeah. Yeah. Just about managing, you see. That's the with the Philip
Jammond.
Jammond. It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is radio's least favourite quiz. A contestant's knowledge and patience, well and truly tested. Vis-a-vis the Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. Our contestants are all trying to get to the top of the leaderboard, and they do that by scoring some points. On the line to play this week's edition, he's out of off of the radio. He's out of off of Radio Wales, BBC Radio Wales. He's out of off of magic. He's a man. He's called Tom Price. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you, though?
Very good. Report from Wales just in. There is a Christmas market. It is highly active right now.
Excellent news. Good.
A lot of people.
Are you in Cardiff?
In Cardiff, yeah, that's right. Christmas has come to Cardiff because it starts. Christmas starts from the west, of course, so it's making its way towards as we speak.
That's true. Let's talk a little bit about you, Tom. So, okay. You are the presenter of the programme The Leak on the BBC Radio.
That's the one. Yeah. The one you were on last week, John.
That's absolutely right.
Returning the favour.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, that's how this industry works. These are the wheels that are greased, Tom.
This is how it all works. Right. And I spent then 3 hours in a car with you on the way home back to London.
You did, and you fit in that child seat so beautifully.
I did not. Perfect. Comfy. And also magic.
Magic? Yeah, do you want to, should I change to my magic voice now?
Yes, please.
Hey, John, how are you?
That's very good. What's the song that comes around the most on your magic FM programme?
I watched the rain down in Africa.
Classic Toto. Yeah. Come on.
Do you feel a bit more chilled? Do you feel a bit more chilled?
If I wanted to feel chilled, I'd listen to Chill, though, surely. If I want to feel magic, I listen to Magic. If I want to feel smooth, I listen to Smooth. If I want to feel angry, I listen to Radio X.
Yeah, me too. I don't have that emotional range. I want to feel numb. So that's all I want. Okay. That's all I'm after.
Well, you've come to the right place. So, okay. Tom, there are three questions here about the full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Mostly A, B, and C answers. What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like, Tom?
Enormous, really big. Great. I know a lot about Paul Ross.
Good. Well, what you're looking for is some points. That will get you to the top of the leaderboard, which is where everybody else who's ever played is. That's what you're after. So if you're ready to play, we will do this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. All right, here we go. Question number one. Listen very carefully, Tom. Recent movie film release news now. And a recent movie film release is the recent movie film release of the heartwarming tale A Street Cat Named Paul Ross. It tells the heartwarming tale of a homeless recovering drug addict who's given a chance to turn his life around when he finds a stray talk radio full set breakfast presenter and decides to keep him. After being fed meow meow from a bowl, I think that's sort of cat food, can't be sure, the broadcaster becomes attached to his new owner and together they have many great adventures, not least on a notorious dogging roundabout in the Maidenhead area. Or catting roundabout, I suppose, given the plot. Anyway, it's a heartwarming tale to be sure, but it's not the only heartwarming radio-based film that there is, Tom Price. Name the other one. Is it A, the Nick Grimshaw Shank Redemption? Prisoners in a prison escape via a tunnel they've dug behind a poster of an annoying Radio 1 breakfast presenter. Is it B, When Harry Met Sally Traffic from BBC Radio 2? Or is it C, Sleepless in Julia Hartley Brewer?
Oh, you see, I was hoping you'd go for Lynn Bolving for Columbine. Not that. Is it? I'm going to go for B. Is it B?
When Harry Met Sally Traffic?
Yeah.
Is the right answer. Very good.
Yes!
Very good. Okay. Here's question two. Ancient Roman news, and today's nowhere near the anniversary of when, in 44 BC, the Roman Emperor and talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paulus Rossus was famously murdered by a group of plotting broadcasters. As Paulus Rossus passed the east portico of the talk radio office, he was approached by rival talk sport presenters Hawkspius and Jacobus, armed with daggers, who lashed out at the occasional contributor to reality TV spin-off show Big Brother's Bit on the Side, cutting the cable on his headphones. As he cried out, more DJs joined in, such as Edithus Bowmanus from Virgin, who attacked Paulus Rossus with sharpened microphones and promotional EPs by the Young Knives. But Emperor Paulus Rossus wasn't the only notable radio-based emperor that's ever lived. Name the other one, Tom. Is it A, the murderous Radio 2 leader Claudius Winkleman? Is it me, Emperor Hadrian Chiles, who famously built Chiles' Wall to keep invaders out of BBC Radio 5 Live? Or was it C, Emperor Jimmy Savile, who fiddled while Rome and the BBC burned?
Okay, I'm going to say, clearly of the last three, only one of those was truly evil.
Yep.
And that's going to be Hadrian Chiles.
Correct. It's the right answer. Here's question number three. It's a music question. Have a listen to this music. And that was the Scorpions, of course, and Wind of Change, the classic whistling anthem. Do you play that on Magic?
I'll be playing out three times on my show, 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Excellent news. Here's your unrelated question. Scientists this week claim they found a way to turn ordinary body fat into radio presenters. The US research team made the breakthrough in rats when they modified the expression of a protein, which not only reduced the rodents' calorie intake and weight, but also transformed their ratty composition into presenters, such as talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Here's your question. Name five famous rats. Five famous rats.
Okay.
Rats. Fats.
Yeah. So, five famous what? Fats.
Fats. Not rats. Fats.
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 Okay. Five famous fats.
Yes.
So, can we just spell fats?
F-A-T-S.
Not phonetically. F-A-T-S.
Yes.
Yeah. Fats. Okay. Fats. Peter Fats.
Good.
Rabbit fat.
Gonna have to put a time on this. Time on.
Okay. Chicken fat.
Yeah.
Bacon fat.
You're out of time. You're out of time, Tom. Right, I'll tell you what I read on the card. Name five famous fats. A domino.
Yeah.
Larry's band.
Yeah.
Imma Whitbread.
Right.
The former chairman of the Palestine Liberation Organization and one-time president of the Palestine National Authority, Yasser Arafat.
Right, you're going to get a fat far after that, John.
Yeah, a wah. And the way I like it.
Oh, fat's the way I like it.
Right. So, very quick, we've got to get your score. We've got to get... You're looking for some points, Tom Price, from BBC Radio Wales and Magic FM. We are looking for some points, and Cornelius is on the computer. He's just typing your name into the system.
How do you spell Tom? Tom.
Oh, it's
SATNAV.
NAV. Okay, cool.
That's right. How you spell Tom.
Just print it off.
All right. It's quite a slow printer, Tom. Apologies.
Slow printer.
Yeah. No worries. It's got matrix, isn't it?
Yeah. Good knowledge.
Classic.
Strong printer knowledge.
Oh, come on, I'm on edge.
I know. Here we go. Nearly done. Nearly done.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Are you going to peel the bits of paper with holes in off the side?
Yeah, just doing it now. There you go.
Right, okay.
So, Tom Price.
I'm just looking at the data.
The comedian and broadcaster Tom Price is looking for some points.
I can confirm that Tom Price has scored.
Yes.
Some points.
Yes! Yes!
Tom Price! Ho, ho, ho! It's magic! Tom Price!
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well done, Tom.
Thanks, mate. Thank you so much.
Right, go away now. That's Tom Price from Off of the Radio and Things. He's got some points. That was Paul Rossmaster for this week. Sam Delaney's into the studio. He's here now.
Simple as that. I'm here, and we'll be talking about a number of things, including Jacob Rees-Mogg, the sort of comedy parody of a Tory MP, was on Newsnight talking. Another man lending voice to this, sort of general antipathy towards the idea of experts. Oh, experts, people with knowledge and facts at their fingertips.
They're worthless, apparently.
They're worthless, and he's sort of built now, and it seems to be growing in popularity, because I think that a lot of people's, the appeal of Donald Trump to a lot of people in America was the fact that he was quite flagrantly stupid.
Yeah.
And it seems to be the new in thing to be thick and devoid of knowledge. And I want to look into why that's the case.
Do we have to, if we've got any knowledge at all, do we just have to now pass ourselves off as being thoroughly knowledge free?
Need to go around acting thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That, I'm actually quite clever, but the bosses here have told me to act the way I do on it. And, we've all got a living to earn.
That's right. So you've got to do what you're told.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realise that about me. I'm quite intelligent.
Right.
It's just not very now to be like that.
Sam Delaney, being thick with you. between now and 7 o'clock, I will see you tomorrow on a Friday programme. Today was weird. Anyway.
Come on.
We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.